This is PFW in Progress.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. I got no money, a dress code problem, not to mention your biological clock. Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
All right, knock it off. You know, you ragging on me is not going to give me any great spontaneous knowledge.
Paul Perillo.
You just keep on asking about Chinese food. Can't you tell they don't have Chinese restaurants around here? Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything that guy just says is bullshit. Thank you.
Andy Hart.
Let me see. This is a tough decision you're going to get. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
You stick out like a sore thumb around here.
Me? What about you?
I fit in better than you. At least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook. Put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water.
Bam! Bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a what kind of pants a son of a shot you was wearing?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is, what day is it today? Thursday at Gillette Stadium.
Last 31st of today.
Training camp continues. We had a morning session this morning. A lot to talk about today. A lot of progress being made on the practice field. Of course, this is a big weekend for Andre Tippett, and we had a big send-off for him, for all the employees at the stadium, and then on the field for all the fans that attended the afternoon practice. So big to-do, big goings-on, and I think we're going to put in an order to Red Robin.
That's the plan. So Two-gender is on his way over.
So we're going to have our first official...
Somewhat official. I don't like to judge restaurants the first time on a takeout order because... You know, the fries will get a little soggy on the way over and the burger.
Well, I got a review from...
Menus are here.
I got a review from e-commerce yesterday, and they said it was absolutely delicious.
Well, we know you're going to love it because it's a craft business property.
Oh, I might,
that's why I love it.
I might also like it because it's good.
It is good. I've been to one before.
Okay, so why don't we just start with there? All right, so web radio...
Start with there.
Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Webradio at patriots.com. 508-543-7482.
Should we start with the big news?
Go ahead.
The Revs in the Superliga final
yes.
are going to get pasted by the orange jersey-wearing Houston Dynamo.
So they won last night in the semifinals, and they were playing, what?
Atlanta without an E.
Atlantis?
Atlante?
The lost city of Atlantis?
Yes. They were found. They decided they were
the lost soccer team of who knows where.
Okay, well, that was a good win, and they played here at Gillette Stadium.
And there was a fight afterwards.
Well, even while they're putting up the stage for Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, barely had room for a soccer field in front of the Springsteen stage.
So when's the finals?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
So you'll be able to see the Revs.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get the GM down here again to talk about the fight or what?
You know what?
He might have been involved. I heard staff members were involved.
What's going on with this
Dr. Zarin's was involved.
With the naked people on the planes
I need
and the eye
gouging. I need more information about this. Well, I see, you know me.
I think Fred Kirsch has taken over promotions for the Revs.
What happened?
It's turning into the WWF over there.
And all of a sudden, what's happening?
What?
Did you go to the game?
No, I didn't go.
People are talking.
I had things to do last night.
Like what?
I don't know.
Power wash the deck?
I had to take my kid to the movies. They couldn't get into Hellboy, so they went to see Mamma Mia. I'm like, you went to Mamma Mia?
You're not being serious.
Yeah.
Well, they bought a ticket to Mamma Mia and then snuck into Hellboy.
No, there were girls with them, so the girls wanted to go to Mamma Mia. Yeah. I said, are you kidding me?
Undrafted free agent out of LSU-ish.
Absolutely.
Mamma Mia. Oh
wow!
Anyway, I also
did that pay off in the end.
I want to introduce someone.
I like ABBA, and I wouldn't go see Mamma Mia.
You like ABBA?
Sure.
All right.
If Aaron Andrews were in it, I wouldn't have gone.
Well, I would.
Let's not get mentally irregular.
Aaron Andrews on a 50-foot screen. Good
I want
Lord.
To introduce our newest member of PFW. Mike Parente has won the job. Mike, how are you?
Fantastic.
He paid the most money. Robin menu. Yeah.
Just glad his last name's not Hunt.
He paid the most money.
Interview process and Mike, you know, I must say, you know, you've been covering the
sports. Should I try again?
And the Patriots for how many years? It went soccer 7 years.
7 years. I was full time, basically home and road for 5 years from 2002 to 2007.
Right.
We pulled the plug on our travel.
And so. You came in. You
insert bitterness here.
You know, I.
Not my fault, guys. Can't help
but,
it.
But, you know, I've known Mike kind of for a lot of years.
Once you started talking to me after 3 years.
Well, that's the thing, you know. I'm not very friendly. But beyond that,
none of us really
are. You know, Mike came in, and I really didn't know what to expect. I knew of him. I've talked to him. I knew he's a big Yankee fan. And, you know, he's one of those fans that has that love-hate relationship with his team. And, you know, so he's very...
Loves to hate him, in other words.
Yeah. So I know Mike that way, but he came in and he really impressed me. Very excited.
He lied.
He cares a lot about the profession and about journalism and about
tie,
writing. And, you know, he's right about feeling that he'll be able to really write more here because he's going to write his ass off. That's
more,
for sure.
More importantly, Fred.
What?
He's a Paisan.
Yeah.
Well, you've got another Italian.
You've got
in.
Two North Providence got, Rhode Island Italians
exactly.
in there
That
right
just
now.
Happens to be the way
we
it is.
We got the two interns.
Yeah.
Both Italian. Me and Paulie.
I'm blind to all that.
Oh,
I just look for the best person.
You don't see color, do you?
I don't see color. You know, even if it's spaghetti sauce.
Did I dress nicely for the interview? I had a really nice
you did look good. Sure.
Italian joke?
You will have to tone that down a little bit on game days.
No, you won't.
Come on.
No, you won't.
Mike
I have a reputation to uphold.
Mike wears
there,
shirt and
guys.
Tie with the suit coats all the time.
Well,
the
you
road.
Have to wear it on the plane anyway. So
right.
If you want, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not at the game.
All right. Well,
not at the
all
game.
All right.
We frown upon that sort of thing.
This isn't a union. I'm not keeping people down. If people want to raise above the fray, then they can.
Can I shower on game days?
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Yeah. How many suits you own?
Oh, boy. Well, I own about 4 or 5 sport coats and a couple of suits. Nice pinstripe suit, which I wore to the Super Bowl 4 years ago, whenever the last Super Bowl was.
I got a guy who can make suits for
you. Yeah, now
you
have to be inundated with the fact that Fred has a guy.
He comes right into the
and
office.
And if you're willing to spend about $400 or $500 more for the suit than you normally would.
But he does throw in a shirt.
It'll fit you well, and he'll throw in a shirt.
I like
but only for you.
I'm willing to spring for it.
Who's the big winner here tonight?
At the end of the day.
Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner.
At the end of the day, you buy something off the rack, you get it tailored. Okay, and then because of the quality, a couple years later, you got to buy another one. This one will last you for 10 years.
But do you need a tailor?
So I can be buried in the suit.
Assuming you don't gain or lose a lot of weight, you know, you're all set.
Fred's in trouble.
Now, I know Mike is a big workouter because we were on the road.
Workouter.
He had his weightlifting gloves and he was doing his curls.
He likes to stare at his guns when he flexes.
I do.
Yeah. So
1001.
I pose in front of the mirror a lot. I'm pretty narcissistic, actually.
Oh, but and Mike had a nice portfolio. He does web design or you know graphic arts as well. He likes to dabble in that.
I wouldn't be making that obvious out there. They'll be putting you to work and you to play.
Yeah,
you
I made that mistake at the first job, telling them I could do page design. And once you tell them you can do page design, you're doing it for life.
Right.
Basically.
Oh, we can fire somebody else. Yeah. He can do both.
Multitask.
You won't have to do that. But it's good to know. It's a good skill to have.
It's Herrera something sucks, fun to Merry do. Christmas. I did a few things on my own time just to kind of build my portfolio because I really didn't know where I was going to be applying for or what where I was going to go. So it could have been a graphic design job. It could have been a writing job.
You couldn't even have dreamed of landing here.
No, it was absolutely a dream.
Well done.
I know who signs my checks.
I think Mike Mike made
never
a good choice
one yet.
Mike, you know, and I told all you guys before, and I whether you believe me or not, you know, it's not the Globe and it's not the New York Times, but everybody who covers the Patriots reads Patriots Football Weekly.
We see them.
It's not like you're not getting exposure.
It's not those papers. It's actually true. You're right.
Right.
You know, straight poop.
You're getting as much exposure as any sports writer in this region. And beyond that, I mean, you know, we go directly to the homes of Chris Berman, Ron Jaworski, Chris Mortensen, Paul Tagliabue.
He still has a subscription?
Yeah, Joe Brown, who's the, you know, all these people get our newspaper.
Dan Klecko.
You know, it's all over the country, all over the world as people listening
know. Does the current commish get it yet?
What's that?
Does the current commissioner?
You know, I haven't added him.
You revoked it, didn't you?
It goes to Joe Brown, who is his PR, so I'm sure that if there's anything that they don't like, he's seeing it.
Well, so. Like I said, I'm pretty excited because I think it's a seamless transition for me because I covered this team for 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
I'm just happy to be here.
So I'm going to say all the right things and give you all the cliches.
No, you won't.
What happened in the past?
2 weeks
in,
you'll be
dropping F-bombs. I'm looking at the Red Robin menu, and I'm already...
overwhelmed?
No, I'm confused. I thought they had hamburgers.
They have like 7 of the same thing on that menu.
Where's the hamburger?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh,
there was another part of a menu?
I'm looking at a menu and there's no
I
hamburgers.
I already know what Fred's getting.
Oh, here we go.
One of those is like the high-class burger. Which one is that? You know he wants that. He fancies himself
Hickory
a rich
smoked
guy.
Bacon.
Will you just shut up?
I went with the whiskey barbecue.
As did I.
I like
Foofy Fancy.
You know what that is?
Foofy Fancy.
Foofy Fancy. Oh, this is a lot.
Got the Sicilian burger.
How about we talk about
obvious
the
reasons?
Well,
yeah,
you know what,
Eric, let's get back to his own people.
Right. I'm glad that you brought that up, Andy, because I think
what'd
the last two practices,
what'd you get?
I thought last night, you know, we don't mean to interrupt you. You've been around for a long time, but, you know. I thought yesterday afternoon's practice
would you guys
and the
up?
Second half, the latter part of today's practice, this morning's workout, were as entertaining, you know, especially the goal line. I love the goal line stuff that they did at the end of the practice this morning. But some lively workouts, a lot of contact.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, Rodney Harrison knocking guys all over the place yesterday afternoon. And then, obviously, the live contact at the goal line today. I thought that was as entertaining as the practices have been.
Bill said it best at his press conference, though.
In Andy Hart-like fashion.
You know, you got your first offense and your first defense out there on the goal line. We win and we lose.
We win and we lose.
They're older and
they're younger. Only Andy could...
But I was focused more on the individual guys. I thought there's been a number of guys that have continued to show up. I think Gerard Mayo is clearly getting more aggressive or whatever as he gets more comfortable, because every day it seems like he's flying around more and more. May have flown around a little too much today when he depleted punter Chris Hansen.
Which, by the way, clearly Bill wasn't all
Bill was not that. It was not a laughing matter. He was not happy with it, and it was kind of a jerk move, to be honest with you. You get your punter doing scout kick coverage, and you deplete him.
Now, Andy, as a former All-American, you know, Division III football player that you were,
this feels like a shot.
When you're doing special teams drills that you know, lowlifes like Eric and I could never have imagined, you know, in our day.
Well, Eric was the backup punter.
Do you know?
Well, I
was being nice, even including you, to be honest with you. Do you know that it's the punter?
Yeah.
In that situation,
yes. Over here,
you do.
Yeah.
So there's no real. Like,
he was a jerk.
Extenuating circumstances.
He made a bad decision, and he did a jerk-like thing on the field today. There's no, I think Bill characterized it like
was
that.
Was the drill that they did it in, it was a kickoff that
kickoff
Hansen
returns.
Was serving as a quasi-cover guy, wasn't he?
Right.
I think he
was. It wasn't a punting drill where he
actually
No.
He was the outside guy on
the
scout kick
guy
coverage
so there's
team.
No way you could
he
give
was
him
in a
the
safety-like role where he actually pulled up a little
I see,
bit.
I didn't see the actual
And Mayo went to the center of the field, and then as the return happened, peeled out and de-cleated him. Put him on his butt.
Yeah, and he buried him. And Bill just said, you know, obviously we want to go hard and we want to make sure we're working hard. But at the same time, you know, that's all we got out there is each other.
Watch out for each other.
And you have to watch out for each other and make sure you're taking care of one another.
He screwed up.
He didn't say that Mayo did the wrong thing, but I think
punters aren't people. It's okay.
From so many
I deserve it.
Come on, guys.
I'm sorry.
Taking
I'm
shots
sorry.
Now?
Sorry.
You weren't a punter, so don't
Not
worry
even
about it.
I was. I was both.
You go both ways?
He averaged 65 a kick if you add in the end zones
but
and the
aside from
the
Mayo jerk-like move on that play, he's been flying around a lot.
I've been very impressed with Mayo.
And I think the other guy that, when he's been on the field, has been dominant, well, Moss would be under that category, but we've talked about him, is Richard Seymour. Every time he's at practice, he's in the backfield, he's grabbing a quarterback, batting a ball. Today, grabbing a running back in the backfield. He has been virtually unblockable. Part of that might be... The offensive line is going through some of its own.
It's a patchwork.
Different work.
You know, Matt Light's been out now. This is seven practices in a row. You know, so you have Kazier playing the left side, which he hasn't done a whole lot of in his career. Plus, he's getting back into the swing of things after missing the first couple of days. You have Wesley Britt has been out there a little bit. Ryan O'Callaghan's been out there a little
today,
bit.
I think for Britt
yesterday too.
He's now running the second group.
Yeah, and Billy Yates has been operating as the right guard. So you're basically dealing with Mankins and Copen.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only real true starters that have been out there every practice.
Right,
and then the other three guys have been moving parts, and it shows that the defensive line is so. And I talked to Ty Warren about it a little bit today, and
he had a good
yesterday
a good
afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, Andy, the defensive line was as dominant
as
you
could
be.
Sorry, I was in the other room.
They were just you remember that practice
Steve
when we talked
Fafita?
About it.
No, you said the defensive line.
Yeah, Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, and Ty Warren.
Andy, by the way,
I went a little bit more conventional with the defensive line. You know, when I just mentioned them as
Paul, I like to look outside the box occasionally.
In generalities, I thought people knew I was talking about Warren, Wilfork, and Seymour. But
Andy has fallen out of love with James Sanders and is now in love with Steve Fafita.
There's room in this little love train.
I'm in love.
Yeah, but James hasn't been practicing. Out of sight, out of mind. You've got Fafita all over the place.
That sounds dirty. Mike, you've been busy at your other job. You're kind of tying up loose ends. This is kind of the first day I think you've been at camp this year.
But you know what he was doing, Fred, in the tent?
What?
He was filling out his 53-man roster.
Okay.
Hey, look.
He's
already made his evaluation. On the team right now.
Obviously, you covered the team last year. Give us, so fans kind of get to know you. Give us your impressions of the team going into the season from what you know so far.
Well, they're still the best team in football, no question about it. I don't think anything changes from last year having lost the Super Bowl, but I like the youth on defense. I like some of the speed. I actually like the mixture of old and young, having a guy like a Tank Williams and a James Sanders that mix in there. So you have some youth, you have some veteran leadership. And I've been reading PFW all the time, and I read my Patriots.com updates because now they will be signing
and
my
you
checks.
You know where your check is signed.
Exactly. So I've been reading every day, and I've been
it's
impressed.
Actually a stamp, you know. They don't actually
stamp?
Sign it. It's a stamp.
Yeah. So Mr. Kraft does not individually sign every check?
And with direct deposit, you really
yeah,
see
you really, it's not really a check anyway.
It's a little bit of a letdown, but but in all seriousness, excuse me, in all seriousness, I like a move like a Tank Williams to bring in a guy who can play two positions. And the one thing you like about camp, the one thing I like about camp is it's a perfect time to just throw guys out there, kind of throw crap to the wall and see what sticks, so to speak. And
looks like what Bill's doing with Tank Williams.
Well, I mean, he's right now playing a lot of linebacker,
right.
So I like the versatility. I like having guys like that on a team. I think you can build something in it, and it doesn't really – it's like having two guys to me. When you have one guy taking a roster spot and he can play two spots, it's like taking an additional safety or an additional linebacker to me. So
okay.
I've been impressed with that.
Like a,
you know a little something about having two guys, right, Eric?
Wow, my first Eric Gay joke.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, get used to it.
I'm on your side, Eric, by the way. I mean,
speaking
you're gay too?
I've been with Andy way too long. I said that exactly the same time.
I mean, we're from the same town, same heritage. I got to stick up for Eric.
Speaking of Eric, when are you leaving for Canton?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yep. You're enshrined?
Yes.
Good for you.
Me and Tippett. I didn't get as much exposure as Tip. But,
right.
We didn't have a send-off for you. Why,
that's all right.
Now, why is that?
I wouldn't put him in Canton.
You saw how emotional Tip got yesterday? I would have been 10 times worse.
That's true. You guys.
Get all the clamp.
I saw sensitive creative types.
While we're on the Gerard Mayo bash hour, just for a minute here, because
bash.
I really like what
Who's
he's been
bashing
doing.
Him? I don't think it's the bash hour. I think it's the opposite.
For the Chris Hansen thing.
He
also made a dumb comment after practice. He was asked about New England and Tippett, and he said, I never heard of Andre Tippett before I got to New England.
Yeah.
That may be true. I just don't think you really need to be saying it. Especially
who's the baseball player I've never heard of Hank Aaron? Who was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Damn it.
I bet you there's a lot.
I'm a lot more concerned with the athleticism he's shown on the field. I think
he's been tremendous.
You know, Andy.
Building.
I think, Andy, you said it right around the time he was drafted or right after that. You know, if Bill's on board with a guy that high at number 10, it's it's good enough for me, and what we've seen so far is once again, Bill, you know, Bill's ahead of the curve. On
let's
things.
Not put him in Canton. Just
well,
yet.
I am. I think he's Canton a stretch, obviously, but I think that he has been exactly as advertised, an athletic, fast guy who can do a lot of different things. He can play the run. He can get out on screens. He can play in coverage. We haven't seen him. You know, blitzing or doing anything like that
well,
yet.
The pass,
but,
rush
but
drill,
the pass rush
he's
drill,
clearly comfortable.
He
well,
looks
I,
good
yeah,
in that.
Yeah, I was talking to him about that afterwards today. And
so, in other words, if you're actually interviewing a guy, you get
I
that
know.
Horn?
You do
My
your
God.
Job, you get a horn? Seriously.
I just think it's a little Peter King-like. You were talking to him with 75 other people.
I actually talked to Ty Warren by myself.
Gerard Mayo told me today.
And I'm the only one that asked that question, though, about the drill.
Just as a point of clarification.
We'd all have a great Christmas.
I talked to Ty Warren by myself.
Who didn't ask him about decleating the punter.
I didn't see that it was him, you moron. If I had, I would have asked him.
I love when he gets mad.
Anyway,
is
he's
it really that big a deal that he decleated the punter? I mean, honestly.
Well, Andy,
he's the only punter.
It's a good show of energy. Let it go. He's a kid.
It's one of those things though. When they show the film, they'll say, yeah, you know, that's a great block.
It is kind of odd.
Harrison
on the field, the one that gets depleted is the punter.
Well, no, because his first year here, he took Kevin Falk's head off, so what?
Yeah, but
you have
but
other running
backs. Player.
You have other running
right.
backs.
The punter is helpless, essentially.
Is the chance that the punter just wasn't paying attention?
Well, that's
sure. Because that's why I asked the question the way I did.
Because he thought none of the other people were jerks enough to declete a punter. He's thinking, I'm helping out Brad Seeley by being a scout guy.
The point is, if that was Heath Evans that he decleated, no one would be saying he shouldn't have done that.
Exactly.
Well, nobody wants to run you over, but you still look both ways when you cross the street.
Yes.
You got to take care of yourself.
He'll
you blame
now you're blaming
Chris Hansen?
In a little bit.
He'll survive. He almost chopped his foot off. He'll be okay
Let's
with it.
Let's put it this way. I don't think he's going to be that eager to go out there and throw one of those orange caps on.
I'm taking shots. I'm just saying the
obvious. Shots at Chris Hansen.
All right, webradio at patriots.com. Mike Simonelli, we have a lot of regular
very well yesterday.
Listeners. They
sure.
Welcome, Mike, to the show. Look forward to your insight. And great job on the blog, guys. Overall, how does the defense look?
What about your defense?
Right.
On average, defense has been better than offense.
You can read about it tomorrow on the call. One last plug.
Okay.
Wow. Why don't you just put that? Can I just take that and put it in as a pulse story?
You could.
I haven't written that defensive communication thing yet.
If I write it in time, you know.
I think that's been the case the last couple of summers, though, especially early on. The defense generally tends to be to get with it more than the offense does. But when Moss is on the field,
What do you want from me? I think this year the offense has started a little faster only because
they're already used to it.
They're already used to it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought the offense has looked questionable at times.
Well, at times.
When Moss didn't play.
I think that a lot of the offense's success has been predicated on Randy.
And
other night when Brady looked like Matt Cassel, where he would roll out, find nothing, keep rolling out, chuck it deep.
That was the night without
Moss. There was no Moss.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying even some, you know, there's been times
I think
they
can't play without Moss and then they stink. You can't be a one-man show.
But my point is I think there's been times the offense has been successful, but the big reason to me was Moss making a catch that I don't think too many other guys would have made.
That's my point. I think that the bulk of the time they've been successful, it's been Randy Moss.
Now, although Gaffney gets open all the time. How about the goal line today? How would you guys stack up
the
goal line today?
I think the offense won. Lamont Jordan and Sammy Morris had a nose for the end zone, did a very good job.
Were they actually tackling?
Oh, yeah.
It was the live goal line.
It was the live goal line at the end of practice.
Yeah, I thought the offense won that.
A lot of
particularly how many plays did they have?
Yeah.
Like three? Four?
I don't know, but
no,
Jordan,
it was more than that.
Jordan and Sammy Morris scored. They won theirs. They both got popped in the – could have been stopped shy of the goal line and sniffed it out and – one of those where Ivan yelled, "See it or smell it or something," and they poked through with a second effort.
Hey, you know, just to answer the email too. Don't forget, Bill in the press conference today said the secondary has executed as well as any unit on the field.
I thought that was an interesting comment.
I thought that was good, and that was kind of unsolicited information.
I think the secondary
has
looked good. What I've seen of all these newcomers, right? But even then, no one's really gotten embarrassed by Moss in terms
that
of
one play for Wheatley.
Well, the one with the huge cushion.
He's Wheatley.
But no, the one where he got up in his face, and he was still standing there with his hands up, and Moss was 3 yards behind him.
But to me, it was...
he's a rookie.
It was really...
And he's Moss.
Exactly.
I thought it was really telling the way he did some of the stuff with, with Webster. You know, Webster's been out for a while now, but Webster, and then Bryant, and then, you know, Wheatley. I think those guys individually have been impressive. In the secondary. I'm encouraged by all three of those guys. Now,
so are the injuries?
Hopefully Webster's injury is not too serious.
A positive or a negative?
He's missed six or seven practices in a row now, so I'm worried about that.
But are they a positive or a negative? Do you take the – well, Fred will say positive.
Well, Fred thinks that it was positive that David Thomas had a bad ankle.
But I actually think
the
secondary, the way it has worked out so far, if it's not major stuff, could be a positive because they've gotten a lot of different groups of the first unit. They've had, as Bill said today, Merriweather was in with Sanders. Now Sanders is out. He's in with Harrison. The corners, Bryant's been out there for the bulk of the work. But then the rookies have had their opportunities. Yeah. Wheatley got bumped up for Webster. Webster was out there. So it could be a good thing, assuming none of them are lingering
or long-term.
I've
seen a lot of the Bryant-Wheatley.
The only thing I worry
about—that's the one group right now.
The
so
one
far.
Thing I worry about most on defense is this Tank Williams thing.
Yep.
If he's not going to be the inside guy, isn't he taking away reps from what will be that tandem?
I'm wondering if they're going to do something totally different with their base defense. And by that, Andy, remember the play yesterday that we were talking about? They had a very odd lineup out there.
Mm-hmm.
They really only had one true cornerback, and they had what amounted to a 4-4. They had four defensive linemen with. The three starters plus Lee Keevan Smith, I believe.
Yes, it was Lee Keevan.
Then they had the regular two outside linebackers in camp, which is Pierre Woods instead of Rabel with Adalys Thomas. Then they had Tank Williams and Teddy Bruschi. So that's like the 4-4 part of it.
But Williams wasn't really at the second level. He was at the third level.
But no, he was closer to the line than the secondary guys. Mm. And then even if you counted him as a safety, which I would count him as a safety in this particular lineup because I think they were in a 4-3. But he was like a rover, exactly. And you had Merriweather behind him with Rodney and only Fernando Bryant.
Right.
That was the 11 guys that were on the field. Mm. So there was really only Fernando Bryant was a cornerback. Now, you might say Merriweather was serving as a corner, but he was back deep, split with the deep half with Rodney. And as Andy said, Tank Williams was kind of not a linebacker, not in the secondary. He actually made the play on this particular rep that I'm talking about. He deflected a pass that Merriweather wound up intercepting. That's the play that Bryant got shaken
up. We'll have to keep an
eye on that. I don't like
it.
Wait, was it just an odd? It was an odd formation.
I think he's. Remember that theory I had about the John Beeson and maybe Bills redefined his inside linebackers and he's looking speed and pass based. And now we got Tank Williams. If he's going to that like full time, like really considering that a pass defense position.
What I think might happen is that they're just assuming that everybody is going to be in three wide formations now. It's this whole thing, you know, there's three starting wide receivers and one running back. And until teams line up with two tight ends and maybe a fullback, I'm not going to put Victor Hobson with Brewski or something, you know, something more conventional.
But, you know, today when they were doing 11-on-11 in the middle of the field, Mayo was getting a bulk of the reps at the middle, and they would switch out Brewski with Hobson. And
he's nibbling. He's right there nipping at first team.
He's very close.
He gets a cue, gets a couple,
Right.
I think he's really developed, and I think he's going to latch on at some point.
I think you're right. I wonder if Bill was surprised that he is kind of assimilated as quickly as he has.
He stops talking, does he? Jesus. I'm
in
the middle of making a point, and you're going
to
step over.
He's the one that stepped on your point. He was the last guy to speak.
Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead.
Eric,
everybody turn their mics off so Eric can speak.
Make your point,
no,
Eric.
No,
it's
all right.
Eric, make your point.
For Christ's sake.
I forgot what I was saying. Mayo was getting a lot more of the reps, and he was staying in when they were making that rotation. Brewski was coming out. Hobson was coming back in. Williams, I think, might have been in once or twice, but Hobson seemed to be the consistent one there. Mayo, I'm sorry. And like Andy said, he's right on the edge there. Even though after practice when he was talking to the media, he was doing the whole, oh, I'm a rookie, I still got a whole lot to learn, I'm nowhere near being. But you look at him on the field, he's playing with a little more of an attitude, a little bit more confident, and he's getting a lot more reps every day. So I think we're getting a lot closer to seeing him and maybe Tank Williams starting to take a little bit of a backseat on that side.
I'm all for it.
It's all experimental. I don't think there's too much to read into after 1 week.
You can
turn
your mic back
on now, Paul.
Thank you. You weren't here, Mike, but the other day I said I don't really get it, and I don't really want to waste the time. At some point this year, Jerod Mayo has to be your inside linebacker.
Well, I agree.
So I'd rather see him and take his lumps now.
But this is the time to experiment and do it.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like they're taking away reps from him. I want him on the field as often as possible.
Well, he's been here through spring camps, too. I mean, he's had his reps.
Now he's a 17-year veteran. This guy's ready to just put him in Canton.
I'm already enshrining him. He's on the other trip with Eric and Andre. Yeah.
I just still wonder if maybe Bill's a little surprised that he's been able to pick things up and Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he hasn't picked it. Maybe it's not going as well as we think it is. But it looks to us like he's been very active and around the football and holding his own. I just wonder if Bill is maybe a little surprised that he's done it as quickly as he has.
Any insight into the quarterback situation? Who's number 2-3?
That's a good question.
Castle has been the clear number two in camp.
There's no question. He's still
when Brady's
two,
not right. out there, he's the first in line. Today, I thought O'Connell got a lot more reps today.
It was Brady O'Connell today with Castle and Gutierrez both.
I actually at one point turned to Eric and said, is Gutierrez practice? Like, I didn't see him do hardly anything in practice.
But in terms of the way they're looking at it, I would say Castle is still number two. But I couldn't tell you.
I think by default.
I don't think either one of them is really set the world on fire.
And
they've
both
been average.
O'Connell has looked less than average throwing the ball, even against air.
Yeah.
He's clearly, they've done something with his mechanics. It looks like he's almost doing it like step one, step two, step three, step four, throw the ball. Like, it's all.
He looks a lot
too mechanical.
Robotic. Yeah. He's thinking about his throws. And there was one play today where he threw a slant to Moss in particular against air. And Moss just was frustrated before the ball even got there. It bounced behind him and in the turf. Moss didn't even make an attempt to go get it. It was like, I can't play with that.
How about the deep ball to C.J. Jones? I think it was seven on sevens. I mean, just way too much air under it.
He's thinking now. They're clearly reprogramming his mechanics at this point. I mean, he's going to make the team, or he's going to be here
in some capacity.
But he looks raw.
Yeah, and we were even commenting that, you know, against air, when the receivers were out there, it looked like they were turning around expecting the ball to be there, and he was throwing it as they were turning.
He was still on step 7B, which is ear, elbow, arm, shoulder. He's thinking too much, Fred.
They need to unleash him.
Well, no, if you're going to break him, you break him early. I mean, I think they're trying to break him, tear him down to build him up. He has the physical tools, but we have to make him do it the right way or he'll never be able to do it.
And before I go to the break, one other person that people are interested in, Chad Jackson. How's he looking?
Better.
Slow start, better lately. Yeah, I agree with Eric. Better.
One thing I'm hearing
underimpressed.
Some rumblings about
with everybody.
I
love him, but it was a make or break camp, and I'm leaning towards break.
He's getting better.
I think
he's
getting better, and I think that's what Bill is looking for. Is this?
Haven't even played
my hand
one preseason
in upward
game yet.
Motion.
One guy who I've heard a little rumbling about that they're pleased with his progress is Pierre Woods.
Well, he's
got a ton of reps.
Bill
he's
getting a lot of reps,
and Bill is really giving him a lot of props too.
He had a nice pick six the other day against Castle in
full. That was a nice play.
It was a great play. He actually spun around, almost caught it one handed, brought it back to his body.
Pretty good.
Spun back around, ran to the end zone. It was a very good move.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill's been very complimentary of his offseason, and the confidence he gained in the offseason is the way he put it, he's taken to the field.
And we should say while we're there, Sean Crable got a couple reps yesterday with the first unit.
There's a name I haven't heard.
Andy and I were talking about it yesterday. Neither one of us really noticed them at all until yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then he was getting some reps.
And I also want to pass along, since I have been infatuated with his look, he also has the Lamar Odom, LeBron James thing where he now has like this full beard and he looks like he could be 46.
50 years old, yeah.
So he looks the part. And I heard him talking today about he has some things he know he does well. I'm assuming he's referring to his pass rushing ability. And in the role he was in yesterday, looked like a pass rushing situation. So I think what we sort of projected as he'll dabble in the pass rushing early on in his career is probably the road he's on.
He was doing some stunts, too, with like some of the defensive linemen. I think Will Fork at one point. AD was over there talking to him about some of those things, too.
I thought he got stonewalled every time I saw him rush. But.
And, Fred, your guy, Matthew Slater, has a great second gear on kick returns.
Oh, don't I know it. That's why he's my guy.
And also on coverage, when he's the gunner, he lays people
out. I really think this guy...
He's a guy that is very fast on the football field. Not timed fast.
Right.
He's a fast guy in pads.
Right.
Compared to the other
guys.
He's a guy I would have felt differently about if Mayo had de-cleated him. I would have been okay with that. A special teamer running down looking to make the team. You know he's going balls to the wall.
They used to do with Ray Ventrone.
Yes.
Poor
guy. Mm-hmm. Right.
But let's be honest. If he's coming down and you see him, you know he's going all out because that's how he's making the team.
The only thing I was asking you was, is there any way that Mayo didn't necessarily realize that it was
the punter? All of a sudden he's laying flat out on his back.
That's all I was asking you is if there was any extenuating circumstance that he didn't know it was the punter and he just thought it was the guy coming down to cover the kick. And
he's
blind?
Him.
I don't know.
Well, things do happen fast, but I tend to think that he made a mistake. Probably knew. I mean, these guys just look different.
And for all I know, he's getting yoked up like, oh, I'm hitting, I'm feeling good, I know where I'm supposed to be. And he just got a little overzealous, got a little ahead
of
himself.
It's not a big deal.
No. I'm not trying to paint it as a big deal, but it was a bad decision on that play.
I mean, we'll have a fight before camp breaks. Well, you know, there'll be a fight in camp.
Surprise, there hasn't been
one.
We didn't talk
about
right here.
Can we talk about the rookie thing?
Oh, I blogged it.
Reports indicate that
Bill talked about it.
They had their rookie. I don't like the word hazing because hazing to me implies
orientation.
Yeah, it's an
orientation. It's fun.
It's
they squirt him with water.
Annual ritual.
Right. But they roll. You know, they roll. Pepper Johnson rolls the ball out on an area that's been sopped for 45 minutes. Teddy Bruschi's got the hose. They're hosing down players. They dive on the ball. It's all fun.
It's an orientation.
And they practice.
It's not a hazing.
They spend the rest of the 2 hour practice all soaking wet.
You know, I really do hope they take a hot shower and use powder after that because you can get severe chafing. Walking around in those wet clothes all the time.
It happens.
Do you know this from experience?
I know from experience.
Well, you're walking around in a wet bathing suit. It's
I get chafed sometimes.
They could actually probably use your soap with a slot.
No, I'm off of that.
Oh, you're off that?
Yeah.
Why
didn't sell too well?
Because
it was a stupid idea?
You finally realized that
the
body washes have kind of
the body washes are coming on, and that really...
That flies in the face of your whole going green. Because body washes come in a big plastic bottle.
I can't help what it is, but... A lot of people are using body washers.
You should alter the environmentally sound alternative to body washers.
What are you going to wrap those bars of soap in? Like leaves?
Yeah.
Well, Fred, you get the 2-in-1 shampoo plus body wash.
I know.
And not have two bottles in your shower.
That's a lot of people are doing that.
You'll save a tree or two, but you know, we'll be impressed.
Doug from Blackstone hit me on that. He's very into
body
that.
Wash is the wave of the future. It's time
do you
to hop
use
on
something
board.
With the body
You're
wash?
You're a big body wash.
No, I don't use the
huge
body
wash.
A loofah or something?
I don't use it.
He is a homo, just like you.
Hey. I don't think we're allowed to say that.
I said it. What am I going to do? Take it back?
I use my Axe
take
body
it back.
Wash. Guido scent.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to get back to all your emails when we come back.
BFW in progress. These guys rock.
You're damn right they do.
Patriots.com radio. The New England Revolution are taking on the best teams and the best players in MLS, and you can be there. The Revolution 4-game supporters pack is the ticket to the best matches of the summer. Be there when the Revolution take on Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, Juan Pablo Angel and the New York Red Bulls, Ante Razov and Chivas USA, and David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. It sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order the 4-game supporters pack to guarantee you're in the building for the best matches of the season. 4-packs start at just $64. Order now and get a Revolution supporter scarf free. Ticket packages and individual game tickets for the entire season are still available. Call the Revolution ticket office at 1-877-GET-REBS. Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222. Or log on to RevolutionSoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor 12 in!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises.
seconds to that feed.
Passion.
Oh, my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. When you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks, and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Freddie took a trip over to Bass Pro to meet loyal listener Doug from Blackstone. Let's listen in.
Hey, Gary, Fred, you have any idea what Doug looks like? Bye.
That's a trip to Bass Pro with Fred Kirsch.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Todd, Nova Scotia says, hey, Pansy, he's talking to me. Where's your fantasy football league on PFW in progress website? I know you're a busy man. Koi ponds don't pay for themselves, but there are a lot of people on a site with no league to join. I'm sure everyone would like to get a piece of your fat old ass.
Wow.
It's time to step up and put your vast football knowledge on display for the world to see. Send James an email before I have to start making chicken noises. Bring it on, tennis boy. Wow. That's Todd, Nova Scotia.
You ever played any fantasy sports?
No. Never.
Waste of time.
Yep. Waste of time.
I did one league and I won and I retired on top.
There you go. But I do want to remind people, speaking of PFWinProgress.com, that the T-shirts are available,
yeah,
that everybody wanted.
We actually
and
saw,
now they're available.
Fred, our first fan, I believe Martha was her name, was out at practice today.
How do you know her name?
Because her mom came over and started talking after at one point.
Cougar?
You were too.
This is how he meets women. He talks to their parents.
Good for you. Mom goes to college.
But I was too busy watching practice. So can I finish the story?
Okay, go
Fred?
Ahead.
So, actually, the mother came over and wanted to know if I was Gary, and I said no, and she looked all disappointed. If I was Gary, you want to say something else there.
Gay. I did, too, actually. I'm sorry. Sorry, Eric.
Wait, this is just...
they're relentless.
A hair relentless. Trigger
I'm brainwashed
there.
Already.
So,
anyway, yeah, we saw the T-shirts out in full effect out in... Out of training
because
camp.
I know
the one that provided
camp,
the wings.
If you subscribe...
Oh, okay, okay.
Then why didn't we all say hello?
If you subscribe to the newspaper at camp, mm-hmm. you get a T-shirt. And a yearbook and a
I'm
pen.
I'm gonna need two shirts actually.
Yeah,
my dad subscribed.
Okay,
online.
All right. We'll get. We'll
Who
get
says you
t-shirt.
Get one? He can have one. He paid for it.
Martha Freddy, we actually sent it to
Martha Freddy.
Yep. She's from Conley's.
Oh, that's right, Conley's. Yep. So t-shirts are available. Only $20. Proceeds go to help PFWinProgress.com being maintained. So James keeps a little bit of that. But they're nice T-shirts, and supposedly everybody wanted them. So let's go.
I don't know, there's something, you know.
I mean, people have ordered them, but I'd like to see the pace
Carol
pick
has
up a little bit.
Sold some subscriptions based on the T-shirts.
No, I know, but they were mainly for our fandom who were all clamoring for T-shirts.
I'll tell you, James does his homework. That guy hit me up before I even got hired, I think. Or
did you get him a photo?
Announced. I got him a photo. He was very nice. Very nice guy. Hit me up on Facebook.
He's a good dude.
And, all you computer people.
Where did Paul? Oh, Paul's.
Hey, listen. This
Paul
is
had
works.
A Paul had a guy a shadow. Here. Tall guy.
Looked nothing like him.
Yeah.
Paul's shadow looks nothing like him. That guy was tall, skinny, had a full head of hair.
Stick with the shadow. Yeah.
And I guess in one of Paul's philanthropic endeavors, he had some contest and they raffled off a day with Paul Perreault.
It was a free throw shooting contest of some sort.
Right. And this guy lost. So.
Apparently, because he got that crap-ass prize with Paul.
He had to spend half a day with Paul Perillo.
Second ball looks every bit as majestic
but
as the first.
But in typical Paul fashion, yesterday at the end of the day, he goes, oh, by the way, I got a guy coming tomorrow, and you know he's coming at 8:30 for practice, but I might not be there in time, so you think you could show him around and take? He's shadowing me, yeah. And I'm thinking, sounds like he's shadowing me.
Yeah, he dumps all his stuff off on you.
No kidding. But luckily, the guy didn't show up on time. Yeah. Well, no, I think the guy showed up late.
Oh, so Paul was waiting for him?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. He must have really wanted that prize, huh?
Paul was waiting for him? Would he come in at 11?
Wow.
Yeah, that was great on Tuesday when Paul was yelling at IT for being here since 8 o'clock.
James from England says, I just want to say hi to Mike. I don't care about what baseball team you like, as baseball sucks, but I hear you're a Giants fan. I'm willing to let that slide as long as you never mention them.
Okay. Does that start now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I guess I can't confirm the rumor that I am a fan
Giants
of the
fan?
New York football Giants.
It wouldn't have come up if you hadn't mentioned it, though, James.
Excuse me?
Didn't you like Shockey?
Big Shockey fan.
How about now you're a Saints fan?
No. I root for the laundry, not the player.
Do you have a jersey? Shockey jersey.
No, I haven't bought a jersey since Jason Sehorn.
You bought a Jason Sehorn
jersey? I like Jason Sehorn. Oh. He was a pretty good cornerback back in his day. I'll never forget that interception against the Eagles in the playoffs that he ran it back for a touchdown.
I don't like him.
That was a Jim Fossil era.
He never lived up to his potential.
No, he really didn't. He started getting into
overrated.
Sitcoms,
yeah,
and then he was
too
into
much,
too
many
women.
Distractions.
Women weak in knees.
That's
but
false.
The one woman that – is he still married to Angie Harmon?
I think so.
Because that's Paul's love.
That's a good celebrity marriage, by the way. Yeah. A lot of them don't last.
That's because they're not really celebrities anymore.
They both went away.
Well, because he's not very good anymore, right?
But
I agree.
Does she do anything still?
I don't know.
She's got enough cachet. It doesn't really matter.
Right. I think that's why they make it, because they took their money and moved to Idaho or something.
Can't find anybody better.
But James also says, I think it's great that Fred has got Mike to replace Eric.
wow. Sorry.
Welcome aboard, Mike, and I hope you keep Fred's blood pressure down.
Thanks, James.
That's not going to happen.
Not possible.
James is my buddy.
Look at him.
He's red already.
He's always red.
Yeah.
I've had times when during that S word, you know, last year rhymed with Crygate. He would get so worked up, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. His face would turn red, veins in his forehead. We were worried about him a little
bit. It's like Lou Ferrigno over there.
I've got to be honest with you. I'm still worried about him.
Oh, I still am too. But I figure if he made it through Spygate and a Super Bowl loss.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm worried about myself. I was in Coolidge Corner in Brookline the other night, about a couple weeks ago, and I'm with my wife. And
the other night, about a couple weeks.
This parking is at a premium there, and to find the spot, so I pull up ahead. I'm about to pull, and this guy pulls right in behind me.
Oh
boy.
So, I roll down the window, like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, dude, you didn't look like you were pulling in. I'm like, so my wife, she's on my wife's side. She's talking, no, we're going to pull in. Now, I didn't hear the guy say, all right, I'll pull out. I'll let you have the spot. I didn't hear him say that, so I just went ballistic. I just said, you got it. I went, and, my wife's like, oh, my God. And, the guy's looking at me. I just went off on him because I thought he wasn't
going to. What's the gabagoon? She's like, there's no gabagoon.
I thought he wasn't going to pull out.
And he had already said he was going to.
I didn't hear that, though. But that's after he had to give us, he knew what he was doing.
He knew he was going to pull out.
He started it. Sometimes people need to be put in
that
place.
That's right,
Fred.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Exactly.
So he was going to pull out.
Well,
after we said, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
He
didn't think you were pulling in.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, okay.
I had my blinker on. I'm about to.
You saw my blinker.
It.
Great song. When the blinker is on, that's it.
Yeah.
It's official.
Let's see. Martha seeing Gary. This is from Jim, I think. Sorry we missed you at the AM session. All was not lost, however, as we got to meet Eric. maybe see you this PM or next time we are in town. Meanwhile, please let us know when you're jonesing for more wings. That's a daily
basis.
That's
every day, yeah.
Well, we can wait till after camp.
Can I do an autograph session?
You
a
can.
Meet and greet?
With Mike Parenti.
Martha,
I have 8.5 by 11s I can print out.
How about you write something first so people can actually see it?
Oh, Eric's already getting sensitive that people like mine.
I come on the show, I defend you, and this is what I get.
Don't worry, he's not
going
to be on the show long. He's going to Rook's show.
Oh, okay.
Good, Eric.
Nice talking
Speaking
to you.
Speaking of which,
Gary.
Rook was in the tent yesterday. Because before he emceed the Andre Tippett send-off. And he did a terrible job. He was yelling into the microphone. The speakers were blowing
Isn't
up.
Isn't that what he does?
What?
Yell into the microphone?
Yeah, but the speakers couldn't handle it. They were like popping, and then Mr. Kraft came on, and it was perfect.
As yeah. We wrap,
I noticed that. He was just being too loud.
Too loud. He was yelling. Right, Gary? Right, G? Gary won't say anything.
Yes, he was.
But aren't you supposed to have somebody there adjusting it while...
His name is Gary.
It was not my production.
Never is. Chris Pereira Jr. over here.
No, it was that other guy that works for us with the little beard mustache.
Oh, the guy who did our event upstairs?
Yes, Bill.
Bill, yeah, Bill.
He looks like Wild Bill Coyote or some, you know, Hitchcock. Wild Bill Hitchcock.
Wild Bill Coyote.
You know what's
combined
funny?
Two characters right there.
Right.
I knew it wasn't Hitchcock, and I knew it was Hitchcock, but I knew that Eric would be the one that corrected it.
It's what I do, Paul. Come on.
All right. Paul's back. So you said goodbye to your friend, Paul?
I did.
This guy won a lost a contest.
You could argue either side.
Yeah. We argued lost while you were gone.
Basically, it was a day at camp. You know, go watch practice in the morning.
How much did he bid for this?
He didn't bid anything. It was it was one of those rigged things for charity. You know, it was like a free throw contest.
What charities do you know that are rigged?
No. Like, no matter what, there was going to be a winner, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, that's how they
go. Or loser, depending how you look at it.
It was part of for Fragile X syndrome.
Right.
It was all the money, all the proceeds.
That's so funny now, isn't it, Andy?
I don't know what Fragile X is.
Oh, it's a pretty serious disease that...
I was making fun of Paul, not the disease.
Affects a lot of children. Sure. Let's put it that way. And a good friend of mine that I played baseball with for a lot of years in the Boston Park League, his son has this disease, unfortunately, and he runs a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. So what we did was I went and shot free throws against somebody who's picked out of a hat. It was Seth who came, and he made more free throws than I did out of five.
How many was that?
One.
Well, I only made one.
Boo.
Did you throw it?
I made sure that I hit the first one, and I missed the second one intentionally, and then I tried to hit the next three and didn't hit any of them.
Okay. All right. So webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Before we go any further, we probably should address this issue that's been facing us since yesterday with Tom, who left and really kind of blindsided us.
Screwed us.
Yeah. And... You know, just so I know everyone wants our reaction and how we feel about it. And, you know, we feel betrayed. We never saw it coming. He left here on Tuesday, hugs all around, how much he's going to miss us, how much we did for him. And then he does this. And, it, you know, it obviously puts us in a very difficult position here at the stadium. And thanks a lot, Tom.
Yeah.
No one's
too happy about the situation.
Yeah.
Do I still have a job?
You do.
Okay, we'll good. Well, just, you should be
just
all right.
Don't ever do what Tom did.
You'll be a one-man
show.
In chief.
Well, wow, promotion already.
You know, so, you know, at this point, you know, I wouldn't believe a word of anything that comes out
of
his mouth.
Well, I mean, not that we really want to give this too much. I don't really want to give it too much time or whatever.
Right.
But really, the item that he wrote, which I'm sure our listeners are well aware of now, basically it was all opinions that he had of whether or not a guy was a good guy or a bad guy, so who cares? And everything else was stuff that was in the newspaper. You know, the Belichick thing that he talked about was in the Inside Track. You know, everything else is just total speculation off of what he read.
It's just crap.
Because he had no sources.
Right.
So let's call that for what it was.
Yeah. I just don't understand why he did it. Well, maybe I do. Maybe he's just has an ego the size of Montana.
Really?
You know, it's underestimating things, but
yeah. So it's unfortunate. I feel disappointed, betrayed.
He stabbed us all in the back.
Yeah, he did. He did. So,
which is fine.
You know. So I know he was.
He
very,
did get 1,500 hits out of it, however, on his.
Well, good for him. I hope he's happy with that because that's about all he's ever going to get.
Yeah, it's only about 215,000 fewer than he was getting at Patriots.com, but that's okay.
Right. So. You know, we're all disappointed, as I'm sure the people listening here are. You know, no one
thought he was a part of the PFW family.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
So, you never know anyone until, I guess.
Well, especially when on the show the other day, he sort of hinted at that and, you know, jokingly said, oh, I can post things now and because I'm a fan.
I could say things. I don't want to get these guys in trouble.
But I won't because I don't want to get you guys in trouble. And then he wasn't even gone 5 seconds. And
defense of ignorance is not... plausible because he knew exactly what he was doing. He was screwing us.
Although the ignorant part is clearly in play, just not in that particular instance.
Right.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so we're going to move on from that. Mike is here. Mike is a big upgrade to that position.
Take the Bill Belichick approach?
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm here to talk about the guys who are here.
You know,
well,
so
I'm puffing my chest out when I leave the studio today.
You know,
should. I feel good about myself.
So this is going
to
finally,
especially as 29 years
later.
Finally, 29 years later.
So this,
it could be worse. They all could have shot past you like they did me.
That's true.
So with that, we're going to close
the door.
This
is
case.
Closed.
The door is closed. No more mention of it because it hurts.
Hey, you know something? I can relate to Paul's situation today because a few years ago, I actually brought a high school student here to Foxborough as part of a class project.
Happened but you
to
had
be
sex
a,
with her.
You know, you were going to go there at some point, weren't you?
You really are a bad
At least it was her.
Exactly.
True.
No, and I was kind of skeptical about bringing her in the locker room because she was like 16 years old. I
you brought her in the locker
did.
Room?
Yes, I did. Was that a bad thing?
Well, yeah.
I mean, sometimes guys come out in face cloths, you know what I mean? It's not even really appropriate. Things that I don't
say,
even want to see, let alone her, but I think it worked out pretty well.
Hey, young lady, what's your name?
Well, she now works at the Good 5 Cent Cigar at the University of Rhode Island, so I had some impact on her life that day, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I should have talked her out of journalism altogether. But that's another
apparently
story.
You did.
Very good. Larry the Drink. Drunk. Larry the Drunk.
Fred the Drunk.
He wants to know about John Lynch. He hears he's on his way out of Denver. Do you think the Pats would want him?
No.
I don't, personally.
I don't either.
Not at this point.
I mean, think he's a poor man's Rodney Harrison.
And really? I also think they're looking to get younger and more athletic.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that he qualifies in either regard.
Now, as a replacement, maybe. But.
Oh, if something happened?
Right. If Rodney broke his leg tomorrow or if James Sanders is a serious injury as a replacement, sure.
That's
they're going to look at all the options. He's clearly a guy that, you know, has been productive in this league, but as constituted now, you're right.
No,
they're trying to get younger and faster.
This is Merriweather's time to shine now. I think this is his role to win or lose.
Oh, yeah. We should mention that.
There.
He had a pick today and therefore was asked about holding on to an interception.
That was funny.
And,
did you hear that?
Somebody said... What was the question?
They asked Bill. You know, he says he worked a lot on his hands in the offseason.
Looks like it paid off.
Looks like it paid off. You know,
the only place to go was up.
The only place to go
was
up.
Good.
That clearly was a punchline lag because Rodney has joked about it openly in the media. Bill has now joked about it openly in the media.
You wonder if they've seen the entry in Urban Dictionary.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Did I really introduce you to the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah,
I did.
I don't know if you remember. There was a game. You introduced it to me, and I spent like the next 3 hours of pregame and probably the first quarter of the game.
Oh, I remember that.
On UrbanDictionary.com.
Yeah, because it would be me of all people.
Yeah,
right?
You're dirty. You know the web.
Oh,
it all started with the word taint.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
taint.
Right. Okay, I remember
I
that
I still
now.
Can't believe
okay.
that you had never heard that term.
Never
yeah,
heard
I'm
of
surprised.
Taint.
You
I've
are
used
a bad
it
guy,
since.
Too. You
that's
know
right.
That.
You spent pretty much that whole game looking up words and going, hee, 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 hee.
Yep, yep.
Sorry, Fred.
Oh, my God.
Now, is taint a real word?
Yes.
Well,
like I used it.
Yeah.
But when Jackson had a diaper rash, I said, oh, his taint's all red.
Oh, God.
I think it is universally accepted now.
I would hope.
Because that's what I went with.
I would hope that Deidre responded with, what?
Yeah. And I told her, oh, you don't know taint? I didn't know it either.
Meet Mike Parenti. Yeah.
Meet Mike Parenti, founder of UrbanDictionary.com.
All right. WebRadio@Patriots.com is the email address. Eric's here. In case anyone was still wondering.
I'm looking forward to that Eric fact of the day, too, by the way.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'll be honest. I thought we were replacing that. I thought we'd moved on
okay,
from Eric and we would have Parenti do it.
At 1:15, I want a fact of the day.
At 1:15?
Yeah.
All right.
So you get 20 minutes.
Yes, Fred.
All right. You can think of
I
it.
I could give you something later if you want.
Yeah, we'll have a Mike Parenti fact of the day.
Mike, you have an Eric fact of the day?
No, Mike.
No.
We want to get
to
know
him, too.
Let's be honest. We're moving on from
Eric. From North Providence?
Yes, sir.
You know Lookout Avenue?
Yes.
My uncle lived there for...
Hey,
60 years.
It is unbelievable.
It is. Yeah. Small world, isn't it? Yeah. That's a
didn't you have a grandmother or an aunt who lived on Smith Street?
No, Admiral Street.
Admiral Street.
Oh, Admiral Street.
99 years old she lived to.
Used to have a great Chinese buffet.
That's a kick
Admiral
in
Street.
The nuts. Just that one break into the triple digits, and then I can go.
Right across the street, she lived in a double-decker across the street from, I think it was called the Admiral Bar. It was a bar that real seedy.
Admiral Spa?
No, the spa was down two blocks.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to walk
a
down
bar
there.
That's also a spa? Interesting.
No, spas are like little stores.
Like a convenience store.
Yeah, convenience store.
Really?
That's another word for it.
Yeah, they call them that.
It was like a place where you get a massage or something.
I worked at a convenience store.
I was going to say, you get a happy ending with every purchase of cigarettes and milk.
Oh, the big thing is you get a couple bucks in your pocket. You walk down to the spa and you buy candy and whatever.
It's the first time I've heard the word spa used in reference to a convenience
store. So it said like spa on the window?
S-P-A?
Yeah, S-P-A. You've never heard that?
You ever been down Admiral Street?
I know what Fred's talking about. I've been down Admiral Street, sure.
Sam's Spa.
You know where Gordon uses
it? In Everett.
I used to work there. LaSalle Bakery is?
Yeah.
Across the street.
I went to LaSalle. I know LaSalle.
That's two blocks from where my grandmother lived.
Wow.
All right. Let's see. Paul from London says, Eric, don't take comments seriously that people send in. I was only joking with you, so this is my second email in after you said you hope my first email was my last. You're as much a part of the show as Fred and Paul, and now you've opened up. You shouldn't be going to Rook's show.
Screw you, Paul. I hope your second email is your last.
I just remembered the question I wanted to ask. After training camp, would you rather have O'Connell as the backup or, he calls him, Careless Gutierrez?
Careless.
Yeah. Gutierrez. If it's O'Connell, I'd rather have Castle or Gutierrez as the backup than O'Connell. Right. I don't think he's ready.
O'Connell is being broken.
Right. Based on what we've seen, O'Connell's not ready.
He's the stallion in the group.
I actually wonder if maybe they're going to try to, you know, do something with him and get him on the practice squad or, you know,
O'Connell?
have Castle and Gutierrez on the active roster. I don't think there's any way they have four quarterbacks on the active roster.
I don't either.
Now, I know they have done that in the past. I just don't see this team being equipped to do that. And from what I've seen of O'Connell, he's clearly not at a level of the other two.
No.
And I don't think Bill's in the business of getting rid of guys in, you know.
Practice wise, they're going to have to pay him big time.
Oh, they'd have to make arrangements with him because people would be interested in signing him. There's no question.
Third round pick. They clearly valued him there. I'm sure other teams valued him pretty high on draft weekend. Right. Other teams that might be in a greater need of a young quarterback. So, yeah, you'd have to have some.
Or he could get hurt.
Well, I'm not going to get into those other ways that they could handle it. But
like I said, Hellenic flu?
Yeah. You come up with some sort of.
That's what I'm going with, by the way, with Vince Red. They liked him so much they had to stash him. That's why he hasn't practiced in
Is that your new
days.
Thing? You haven't shared that one with
Oh,
me.
Yeah, that's my new thing. Vince Red is being stashed. They see Hall of Fame in him.
TG and Joyzy wants to know about John Lynch. We talked about him. He thinks that Tank Williams is going to make a big impact on defense.
Well, I'm starting to feel somewhere, yeah.
I think that
they don't invest this much time for a guy they're just not going
to
use.
I would tend to agree with TG. I think he is too. I just don't think it's going to be as a strict inside linebacker on every down because I don't think he'll be able to handle that against the run.
It'll be the Logan Mankins play we saw the other day. Yeah. Him just getting eaten up and but just creating scenes in the middle.
His versatility is impressive just to watch.
Oh, it is. But, you know, we can say that and from where we sit, but I think what validated it for us the other day was when Teddy Bruschi was asked about Tank Williams and how he's picking up the defense, especially at, you know, lining up next to him. And Teddy kind of said,
"These things really are huge."
He said that afterwards too, but Rodney's he balls. Also said, you know, he kind of was searching for the right way to say it. But what he ended up saying was, you know, Tank a little bit small to be in there, and you know, when he's overpowered by the guards at that level.
Right.
You know, when he's playing safety and he's out on the second or third tier against those guys, it's easier. But in the inside, it's a little overwhelming for him. But he's saying, you know, he's making his progress, but he spoke even more highly of Mayo and his progress. So you kind of got the feeling like
the defender was just overpowered.
That Williams, as great as it is to have that versatility, you know, he's not cut out for that position.
Right. Well, I mean, is this much different? Not to make a strange comparison, but when Michael Stone came here a few years ago and started playing some safety, you know, it seems to me the same kind of thing. There's a time and a place for everything, and there are going to be some situations in games where maybe Tank Williams will be the best player suited at that spot.
Certainly.
Other times where he won't.
Against certain teams.
It's not black and white. It's not like he's on a star here and he's locked in.
I think he's better than Michael Stone.
Oh, he's
a lot
better.
That's why I said excuse the comparison. I mean,
Michael
Stone
was a lot better
player.
But, yeah, I think you're right, Mike, because I think that if we've picked up, you know, anything from Bill over the last year, we know how much of a game-playing guy he is and how things can change based on what the other team does. So
if they can win games with Troy Brown at nickelback, they can do it.
But
with
maybe
there are at linebacker, at
you know,
times,
maybe
too.
Even there are games that the other team has a finesse running game,
right?
Andy,
right.
And he can get away with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Finesse running game, I'm on board.
Certainly
but, no,
not.
You understand what I'm
that's
saying?
The point.
Game
team
plan
differs.
Wise,
every team's offense.
If they play
differs.
The Pittsburgh Steelers,
that's not that's not a game I want him next to
Tank Williams on the field. I'll take the Steelers.
But you won't, though. You won't.
Certainly not on the goal line.
But if you're playing,
I don't want to see him on the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, or the 5.
You know, like the old Rams. You know, the Marshall Faulk running game with the Rams, where they're running as a kind of like as a trick play, and to try and deceive you, I think he can get away with it.
That would be a good spot for him there. Yeah.
TG also thinks it's important for the Patriots to find ways to succeed on offense besides Moss and Welker. He says last year nobody had seen that 1-2 punch offense, and the team was extremely successful. But now everybody has had a year to figure out how to defend it, and the Patriots need to come up with a new approach. Prejudging from the way the offense is performing in training camp, they haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah,
I think
they're going to run the ball very well.
Well, the diversity in the backfield, I think they have two or three guys that can do a lot of different things out of the backfield through the ground and the air. And I think, as we talked about, an evolving, unique new look to the screen game, I think, will be seen in a variety of ways throughout the year.
I was just going to ask that. You think with Jordan coming on board, they're going to go back to the screen pass a lot
more? Not just Jordan, though. They've been doing a ton of wide receiver screens, bubble, slip. I don't know what they all mean, but a lot of different formation, trips here, tight end here, just all these different So it's not your traditional, well, it's third down and Kevin Faulks lined up behind Brady. Let's look for a screen.
Right.
They're doing it out of a ridiculous number of formations and positional groupings.
Well, keep it fresh. That's the way to do it.
We know they're not going to stand pat and come out with the same exact game plans they did last year. That's not Bill's style. They put an awful lot of time and effort into self-scouting and improving and adjusting. And they will, and I think that Andy's right. The screens and the running game, I think, are going to be two differences that you're going to see in the offense, at least early.
Now, do you think that'll be the running game? I think we all believe the running game is going to be better because
Well, I think
Maroney should be better. They should be healthy. But is it going to be an emphasis?
I think it will be.
I do too. Early in the year to start.
I still think they'll try to throw the ball first and run. I think that the difference is last year it got off to a really good start statistically with Morris and Maroney sharing the carries. And then Maroney got hurt. Then Morris got hurt. And they went through like a 4 or 5 week lull where even when Maroney was back, he was hardly getting any carries, and it was an afterthought. Then they were so successful that even when Maroney was healthy, it remained an afterthought until weather just strictly prevented them from bombing away.
The big thing is, you know, it's a big what if, but like you said, the running game was very productive early on, you know, both Morris and...
But the emphasis was still passing early on.
But and they were very successful passing. They wouldn't have broken all that records unless they had done that all year.
Right.
But the question is, what if Maroney and Morris had stayed healthy? What would that offense have – what would it have been like as it went through the season? You know, it's hard to say.
Hard to imagine it being any more dangerous than it was.
Because there was a time
–
there was a time toward the end of the season where the passing production
dropped.
Right.
I agree.
And – could that be because they really didn't have a lot of options at that point?
And the running game did pick up some of the slack. Maroney was better over that last, three or four weeks of the regular season, and then three playoffs.
But the point production went down, and was
but
the
that happens when you run.
I understand that, but was the running production a factor of, you know, teams were so focused on the pass, they were letting the pace, you know.
Well, that's,
you don't
but you're
know.
Still
you
going to have that.
Know.
But that's part of it. But I think that Maroney just plain simply
was
ran
healthy,
better.
Right.
He was healthy and he ran better in December. But listen, it's a cliche, and I know that not everybody agrees with it, but at some point when you play up here, the weather is going to prevent you from doing everything you want to do offensively. We saw it in that Monday night game in Baltimore. We saw it in that game in Foxborough against the Jets, of all teams, where, you know, it was a very low-scoring, tight game. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the weather, Fred, just prevents you from passing the ball as crisply as you want. You know, that's such an execution-based thing, especially the way Brady does it, when everybody's got to be in the right spot at the right time. You know, you put a strong wind into the equation, and that might throw it off a little bit.
Another reason, too, they might focus a little more on the run in the beginning. You know, we don't know what the health situation is going to be of the offensive line, but if you're putting in two or three new guys at different spots, you know,
good point.
Especially the way the last season ended with the offensive line having trouble with the pass rush, maybe they try to break these new guys in. And not saying that that's who's going to start, you know, week one, because there's still a month left for all those guys to heal. But, you know, if there's some inconsistency at the line, maybe they don't want to put Brady exposed to that kind of pressure that early on.
You know, are we worried? You know, I mentioned Jason Webster earlier. He's missed, I think, 7 practices in a row now. Well, Matt Leitz also has missed 7 practices in a row. I mean, that's probably not just that veteran, you know, time off when you miss this many in a row. How significant? I have no idea what's wrong with Matt Light or any of those other guys that have been missing practice. How significant is that injury? I don't know.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to read an email from someone who actually interviewed for the job that Mike Parenti just filled and his thoughts.
Fred will be back after this short timeout.
I need to go pooping.
Hey, Freddie, while we're young.
Hey, hurry up in there. Jesus. You in there?
Patriots.com Radio.
The New England Revolution are taking on the best teams and the best players in MLS, and you can be there. The Revolution 4-game supporters pack is the ticket to the best matches of the summer. Be there when the Revolution take on Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, Juan Pablo Angel and the New York Red Bulls, Ante Razov and Chivas USA, and David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. It sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order the 4-game supporters pack to guarantee you're in the building for the best matches of the season. 4-packs start at just $64. Order now and get a Revolution supporter scarf free. Ticket packages and individual game tickets for the entire season are still available. Call the Revolution ticket office at 1-877-GET-REVS. Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222. Or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I'll tell you, I was at the beach on Tuesday, and there were a lot of high school girls there.
So you were lying on your stomach drilling for oil all day?
Oh, my God.
And I'm the inappropriate one.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508.
That might be the greatest moment.
5437482. Mike is a big fan of high school girls, right?
Here we go again. And I'm the pedophile. You're the one who made that comment over
How
the air.
How old was the girl you were dating recently?
19.
Is it? Oh, I was going to say, are we allowed 19. To talk about this on the air?
Oh. Well, we are now.
Oh, that's legal.
Of course it's legal. Sure. What do you think I am?
Sure.
28.
Perfect.
Jesus.
Mike, take it from me. Anything you don't want to talk about, you said I don't
Mike,
want to talk
take
about.
It from me.
But speaking, then, no, then they're going to call me gay.
Speaking of young girls.
That.
A gay proposition?
How is Delaware?
Fred. Why are you doing this to me?
People want to know.
Fred, it's been over for 2 months.
I'm not doing it to you.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're
not.
Bringing it up.
I'm bringing
you're
it
bringing
up because
it up.
People want to know the information.
It's been over for 2 months.
Why are you picking at old scabs?
It's not an old scab. Is it an old scab?
I haven't heard from her.
I don't know what.
You haven't heard from her?
No.
Yeah, see.
Oh, and your Scrabble game got
changed. I know.
Yeah, because right. They were stealing the Scrabble. Right. I mean,
it was called Scrabulous.
Well, I assumed they had a deal with Scrabble.
So did I, because it was authentic. I mean, it looked authentic and it was an exact.
What are they, Andy Hart? Oh, I know. I'll call it Scrabulous.
Did you know about this,
Paul? Read the business pages just once.
Why are you reading the business pages?
It was in the bathroom.
I read the paper every day, front to back.
Yeah, okay.
If it doesn't have standings, Paul's.
And
not
then
reading.
And then he uses it to wipe himself afterwards.
Now, Eric,
I'd like to take offense to that, but that's true.
He lines is great with it.
In all seriousness, Eric, don't let this get you down.
Oh,
there
right.
are
Thanks,
plenty
yeah,
of fish
yeah,
out
right,
there.
Right, right.
Is it
you
over?
Know I don't eat seafood.
Is it over? I well, haven't heard from her in months.
That may be your problem.
Yeah, well,
that's why the girls don't call back.
I'll make that one exception.
You walked into that
Tastes
one,
like
buddy.
Chicken. Plug your nose and
Hang
keep
out,
on.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Stop.
I'm taking Eric out with me.
All right. There you go.
He is a player.
Right.
That is true.
So you know the spots.
You guys could hit the hot
spots,
the spas together.
Can you imagine
We're
the road
from the
trips?
Same neighborhood, though, so we know all the same spots. It's not.
But you don't go to them.
But just so you know, he succeeds.
You avoid them for some reason.
He had a 19-year-old. It didn't work. He got a 23-year-old. It didn't work. Now he's got a 25-year-old. Whatever. He's making the rounds.
I know where all the high schools are, Andy. It's.
Let's not paint me as a complete whore, please, on the first day. Let's you know.
Well,
so,
no, next Tuesday, we'll get to the real Mike Parenti.
That's how it works, Mikey.
Hey, you know what?
They were
it
calling me gay
is.
After 10 minutes on the show. So,
well,
you know.
I'm
Mike,
sure, I'm, sure I'm next.
Well, wait, I got a classic moment from the tent today. Hector Longo from the Lawrence
good,
Eagle
actually,
Tribune
yeah.
points to Eric and goes, oh, is this the new guy you hired? Eric goes, I've been here 2 years.
Did you ever see the movie Dan in Real Life with Steve Carell?
Filmed in Rhode Island.
This is he kind of reminds me of Dan from real life. Everybody just shuns you and just picks on you. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Oh, it's fair. It's well deserved.
All right. So
someday he's going to come in and take us all
that
out.
That was great, though. The Felger thing yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The highlight. For anyone who read the blog, they know it. But the highlight of my...
I did read that, actually.
My preseason training camp to date. You weren't there?
I don't know what you're going to say.
When Felger picked up what he thought was his soda, it wasn't his Diet Pepsi. It was a warm soda bottle filled with dip spit from another writer.
That stuff should be outlawed.
Albert Breer's.
Albert Breer's dip spit was in Felger's mouth.
That is just beyond vile.
Oh, my God. That's like
it
something
makes
out
me
of a
nauseous
movie.
Thinking about it.
I would have beat him to death with the bottle.
As disgusting as that is, let's follow it up with something nice, Fred. Yesterday, Joey Andruzzi was out at practice.
Yes.
Looking good.
And looking really, really good.
Yep.
I had a chance to talk to him for a couple of minutes. Andy got to
make
fun of
him. Make fun of you?
Because every time someone says they talk to somebody, you
right.
think that's
No, but you really talked to him that time. You weren't in a group of 75 people. It was
when
you
I talked
and Joe.
To Ty Warren, it was just me and Ty Warren. Too.
Well, I know for a fact Eric had 38
just
million people around him.
But anyway.
Wow. Wow, good, Eric. Eric is...
Joe was,
Gary doesn't like when I do that. So
Joe was very, very, very good spirits. Talked to his hair's growing back. He said he's put his weight back on. He's very encouraged, very excited about it. Looked great, sounded great. Was really excited to see the practice and still considers himself a Patriot and all that. But I just thought that I know that he was a fan favorite here. He's had some health issues, and hopefully, knock on wood, he's able to overcome those. He looked great yesterday.
Yeah,
it's great
did.
To see him.
Why don't you talk more about it?
Joe is a good guy. It
Joe's
still
a
is.
Very, very good guy.
Yeah.
So Red Robin
coming pouches arrived. Here.
Chris of the Bronx.
You'll be happy to know when he said he got his hair back and put his weight back on. That I took my hat off and I said, evidently I lost all the hair and I'd never had any weight to lose. I've always had it.
Oh, somebody got a blue cheeseburger. That looks good.
Chris in the Bronx actually interviewed for the job that Mike Perenni filled, and he says. First off, thanks for the PFW T-shirt. I like the design and the slogan, subtle and effective. Second, I like your choice of Mike Perenni for PFW. I've read his work and appreciate what he does. I'm especially glad that you didn't take a chance on a middle-aged fan who had been out of journalism for 10 years. That would have been ridiculous. Seriously, though, good call. One question for Andy. What's the likelihood of our boy Red getting on IR this year? Can't listen to the show live, but I'll be catching up on the podcast. So if you're nice, there may be a lunch in your future.
Well, it's funny. We just talked about that. I think the likelihood is better every day. He hasn't practiced since, what, last Friday, Paul? He's going on a week here.
Saturday, I think.
It's been a while.
Well, going on a week here. He's missed a lot of practices. I'd like to think in my own little sick little world that he'll end up on IR because I'd like to see him here for a year. But it might just be a case where he really got hurt and he needs to end up on IR because he's really hurt. But
not to change the subject, but Red Robin does not know the definition of no lettuce. Let's just leave it at that.
I might have forgot.
So now it's your fault.
Apparently, Doble Gendre doesn't know the definition of
this is,
no
this,
lettuce.
Is this rookie hazing? Is that what this is?
Are you the rookie?
Yeah.
He's a rookie, too, so...
Okay.
He's still an intern, actually.
That's fine.
I know the
him.
Definition of napkins.
Oh, yeah, we have to
anyone? We'd like to thank Fred and Foxborough for lunch.
Bueller. Good job, Fred.
He's the richest man we know, and he bought us lunch.
I figured we needed a little morale boost.
Are you going to read his email now?
Whose?
Fred and Foxborough, the guy that got us lunch today.
Oh, okay. Very funny. but one thing I will say about Chris in the Bronx, Mike, and this should actually help your ego even a little bit more.
Okay.
The guy comes with... an undergrad diploma from Columbia and a graduate in journalism from Yale.
Wow.
So, I mean.
And you gave me the job?
And we gave you the job. And we what gave you the
Party
CCRI?
School of America, URI.
URI. So,
URINE.
So it's not like Chris didn't have credentials, even
that,
though he's been out
of. Rhode Island born and Rhode Island bred. And when I die, I'll be Rhode Island dead, one of those things.
Like Andre Tippett, now that he's in
the Hall of
Fame.
I got really sad.
So who's taken a bite out of the burger yet?
I have. Excellent.
Okay, so the first Red Robin review from Paul.
Excellent.
Excellent, really.
Excellent. And I didn't even have the sauce yet.
Okay.
Easy.
Okay. So now, Dan, when I'm done with my fries, I just send you back over there, right? And they give me more fries?
Yeah, how does bottomless fries work on takeout?
I don't think it does.
Bottomless fries and bottomless drinks.
On takeout? So what's the place like? It's lunchtime. Was it hopping?
It was packed. There was
really?
Like there was probably a 20-minute, 25-minute wait.
Training camp. People are going from training camp. I can't imagine they're braving the construction site just pulling off Route 1.
Andy's like, oh, people are coming from training camp. Like, that's a big surprise. I think that's why they wanted to open now.
That's why they rushed it to open now. Right. That's my point. Right.
It's very nice in there, though. They got TVs all over
in the floor?
Place.
Because the one I went to before had TVs in the floor. So when you waited, you just looked down at your feet.
No,
and there was
a TV.
How lazy could you be?
Ah, that's the one
what's
thing
with
I like.
What's this sauce? What's this sauce right here?
Ask Eric.
It's like ranch.
Okay, we'll skip that.
Yeah, now, is that for the fries? Well, how does this Red Robin place work?
Is the sauce bottomless, too?
You could have just yelled across the room. I would have expressed
it. You didn't
hear me. Oh. Sauce is for the fries. I like ketchup with mine.
Chicken wrap is pretty good. I'm not going to lie,
but
even with
lettuce.
The lettuce. But I can deal with it.
You got a long email there to read?
Why?
So we can eat.
It, you know what? It's 1:17, and it is time for a break. We'll be right back. What's Gary doing?
What's in this friggin' foil?
Gary's not going to go to a break now?
We took a break 2 minutes ago.
I'm trying to eat.
The New England Revolution are taking on the best teams and the best players in MLS, and you can be there. The Revolution 4-game supporters pack is the ticket to the best matches of the summer. Be there when the Revolution take on Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, Juan Pablo Angel and the New York Red Bulls, Ante Razov and Chivas USA, and David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. It sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order the 4-game supporters pack to guarantee you're in the building for the best matches of the season. 4-packs start at just $64. Order now and get a Revolution supporter scarf free. Ticket packages and individual game tickets for the entire season are still available. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REBS. Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222. Or log on to RevolutionSoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst! Are you kidding me?
Revolution. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, DeMoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
I just told my coworker to listen to PFW
nice.
In Progress, and he gave me the bird.
Nobody does it better.
I love the song, but that's okay. I'm a girl.
It makes me feel sad for the rest.
That is so gay.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
Thank you very much.
So full of it.
Somehow you found me.
Peyton Manning sucks.
I tried to hide from your love.
I support Paul Perillo.
Like heaven above me.
statement he made. I back him, my teammate.
I'm not exactly, you know, knowledgeable.
But he got his hands on so many balls. The great Fred Kirsch.
You're the best, Paul.
What are you doing for the game this weekend? Why'd you have to be so
good? I don't even believe your own crap.
Come on, you know. Hang tough. Are we tough enough? Some kind of magic inside you. Who farted? I have not farted one time in 6 hours.
You know,
that is a record for me.
How'd you learn to do?
I have to fart.
Nobody does it better.
Even Jen farts.
Makes me feel safe for the rest.
Back in the saddle again.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
No, it don't change the subject. Answer the question. All intents and purposes, left guard, 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 left guard. Come on, Graham! You just interrupted your own email. Good, good. That's why Campbell Soup is good. Sugar Bear Hamilton, sweet as honey.
He was comfortable with the people on the staff, and he'll groom one of the young guys. These guys have kind of been reared under Bill, and I think that you have to worry about a guy who takes the pounding.
ESPN Susie Calder laughed at Brian Morey.
She didn't laugh at me. She was flirting with me, and then she said, because if there was
Who farted?
Because if there was some kind of...
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Because if there was sorry about that break, but we just had to really get a good, clear chance.
A review. We're actually working because it's part of the whole facility here at Patriot Place, and Mr. Kraft asked us to review the Red Robin burgers.
Right.
And
very good.
It gets a PFW thumbs up.
Absolutely. Although I haven't finished mine yet, but it's excellent.
You never finished any of your lunch, Fred. I'm worried about that.
It's hard to eat. See,
he doesn't look like he's missed any meals.
The idea
listen to the pot calling the kettle black.
The idea of the show is
I think it was a pot calling the kettle fat.
It's PFW in progress, so you know this is our lunch hour after all.
It is.
But Josh says, remind me not to buy you guys lunch again if you're going to take breaks 5 minutes apart so you can stuff your fat faces, or in Andy's case, his fat head.
Well, the issue is this was sort of a on the fly lunch. It works well when the lunch arrives at approximately quarter to noon, and then we can eat and then do a full show.
He also says the ranch dressing is for the fries. Eat it.
I don't really like it.
Not bad on the fries.
If it, yeah, I don't
it's
really
not
like
it. It's not a typical ranch dressing. It doesn't have that
I tasted
aftertaste
it. I don't really like it.
No?
Yeah. I'm a ketchup guy.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before we went to break?
Red
Christ
Robin.
If I know.
No.
I think you were making fun of me for something. I don't know. Possibly.
Maybe you and Eric.
I don't know, but I just heard Gary tell you, coming out of the break, talk about the hall.
Well, of course, those were the dulcet tones of Brian Morey on that last bit. Brian Morey's back with the organization. He's the executive director of the hall at Patriot Place.
Which means Fred does his work.
Which is opening up in September, and it's going to be unbelievable.
I'm excited. You were doing fan interviews yesterday?
We were doing some fan interviews
How'd
down at
go?
Camp. Great, great. We got a whole bunch. We'll got some more this morning.
You know the interns were using it as a way to hit on girls, right?
And I told them they should.
Okay.
I said, do you see who's walking around here? Let's go. So, absolutely, that should be a way to...
So all the memories will be from 16-year-old
break the
girls.
Ice. Now that I think of it, I should have Eric do it. What?
You got a couple of good interns this year.
They're not bad.
They do a good job.
They're all right.
They do. Except for those powder blue shorts one of them's got on today. Unfrickin' believable. Jesus. He looks ridiculous.
Wow.
Those were a little questionable. Yeah. Eric, what do you think of those?
So the guy with the powder blue shirt?
Shirt's okay.
Shirt? You're comparing shirts to shorts?
I'm actually
you're making fun
100%
of the
with Paul on this. Well, I think there's a huge difference.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Would you wear a pink, like, Oxford shirt?
Hell no. Bad guy to ask.
No, I don't have any.
I do.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm an idiot for not wearing pink.
He took one of Eric's own lines. That's what Eric always says. You're an idiot.
That's true. I apologize for that. No, well, to me, I think there'd be nothing wrong with a guy wearing a pink shirt or a yellow shirt, but
right.
yellow shorts or pink shorts or pants.
Well, today I have on.
I can't talk.
The shorts that I have on right now, they're kind of like brownish.
What in the hell is going on?
So I put
on
this like bright yellow shirt on, and I looked at myself. I said, "There's no way. I look like my mother dressed me. It looked like one of those." Those animal clothes that match, and the kids can look at the animal and match the animal. That's what I look like this morning.
Now, is that the first time ever you've had to pause when getting dressed?
Yeah, it's a little tougher.
So.
It's a little tougher dressing during training camp because with the t-shirts and the shorts and everything.
I think men
our age in shorts, it's not flattering. It just doesn't look good.
We got the
chicken legs coming out.
Range from 29 to 63.
Well,
63.
You know, men that are over 30.
I get
none whatsoever.
Men that are over 30. Oh, it just doesn't look good.
I'm over 30.
I disagree.
Well, I'm right on the border.
Good shape,
I think
it looks fine.
Pretty damn
Fred.
Good in shorts.
What's that?
Yeah, great.
You're in good
calves.
Shape, like myself. It looks fine in shorts.
No, you too.
No,
with
I look
the
fine.
Chicken legs sticking out, the hair all over them. It's
you do.
Just not flattering.
Yeah. Very, very pale white.
I'm Italian.
You have an awfully high opinion of yourself. You know that?
For absolutely no reason. Absolutely.
Really, has someone done less and thought more of themselves than Eric Scalavino?
That's not true.
Eric,
just
you
get
the
do
full
wear
body wax like I do.
PFW in Progress t-shirt size small very well.
Medium.
It's medium?
Medium.
Medium. Boys extra small.
Come on. Two now. Gender shops in the teen section, you know.
Yeah, he
26
does.
Inch waist.
That's
can't even
just 29.
Shop with the men.
That's not healthy, you know. That's not healthy.
No, actually it is.
No, it's not. 26.
You go to these senior homes. You ever see any fat people there? No. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Hey, Dan, that's because they're not alive anymore.
We have emails?
Yeah, we have a lot of emails. Okay. Do you want to get to them?
Well, and someone on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Anthony in Naples. How you doing, Anthony?
Thanks for forgetting about me again, Fred.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Gary, for saving me. Oh, there's my theme music. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Good.
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, calling in. I want to see how Hopkins is doing. What do you guys think of him?
You mean Hobson?
Yeah, what did I say?
Hopkins.
What's his name?
Hobson.
Victor Hobson.
Victor Hobson.
What is this, an Abbott and Costello bit?
I keep thinking of the boxer.
Bernard Hopkins. Bernard Hopkins has a good fight coming up, I think.
He's that's right, Mike. You're a big fight guy.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Hobson has underwhelmed me, I got to admit. He's done, I expected more from him, being the big free agent acquisition that they went after this past offseason. And I mean, he's getting a lot of reps, mostly with the twos, though.
I'm not sure they went after him. Didn't they sign him like a month and a half into free agency?
No, but they didn't really go after anybody this year. And
nobody really
one.
Went after him.
Yeah. And
no offense, Victor, but
he's taken a lot of reps mostly with the second unit. He's, you know, rotated in a couple of times with the ones, but I was expecting a lot more from him at this point. But again, it is only, you know, day 8 of camp, so hopefully by the time
Yes or no answer. Is he a lock to make the roster?
Can I say that again?
Is he a lock to make the roster? Yes or no?
No.
I'll be honest with you, it doesn't seem like you guys are talking about him much, so apparently he's not wowing anybody.
What
so,
do you think
that I think he'll make the roster.
Maybe Belichick knows what he is and wants to see other guys running with the ones. But he knows what Victor Hobson can do. It's not an urgent thing to get him those kind of reps on tape.
Plausible. But the one concern I have is
plausible, but unlikely.
I talked to him yesterday, and he said to me that his head was spinning a little bit, that like he's
just looking at yours.
Well, the reason I say unlikely is
everybody
because
assumes he's making this easy transition from Eric Mangini to Bill Belichick, but he's going from outside in, and I got the feeling yesterday he's struggling a little bit.
Was he Donald Hayes?
He's playing a different position. He might know the system.
Good comparison.
But he's playing a different position.
Sorry.
Well, and here's my point, guys, too, is that, well, if he apparently knows the system, you know, coming from Mangini, and apparently he's a cheap player, well, why didn't they hang on to him, and why wasn't he more sought out after? You know, so it's just, it kind of.
Again, good questions. Good questions.
It's like that draft day question when a guy starts sliding, and people go, well, why is this guy sliding so much? We kind of liked him, but nobody else wants him. Nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted him. Not even the Patriots enough to go get him early on. And really, Mendenhall is ridiculous. My guess is the Patriots contacted him at some point earlier on in free agency with a relative low ball offer and said, we're interested. If you can get better elsewhere, good luck. Go get it elsewhere. But he didn't, and he came back to them and said, well, I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, let's say the other guys, there's two other guys that are undrafted. They probably won't make it. But let's say if you had to choose it, when it comes closer to that part of the season, like whether you have Sayal on the roster, you know what he can do, or this guy Victor, do you think Sayal wins out if they even want him back?
Yes.
Yes.
I think if Sayal wants to come back at all this year at any point, he'll be back. I think he played very well last year.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the best inside linebacker last year. And I think they would take him back in a heartbeat.
And what was the latest point that he came back last year? I forget.
Sayal?
He was here all year. He
was here all camp last year.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
The year before when he came in late.
Right.
The year before he came in like the second to last preseason game, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can catch
now,
up.
Remember he was
on the sideline, the fans went crazy?
Right. Yeah, it was kind of like a Roger Clemens thing with the Yankees.
Yeah, and I just want to give you props, Andy. My last thing is that I agree with you with Falk. I think he's going to slow down this year.
Well, keep strong. We're a small group here. These guys really fight me on it. Got into a big argument, but as much as I like Kevin Falk, I think his best days are clearly behind him.
Yeah, listen, nobody should get on you.
If he had said it like that yesterday, I would have agreed with him.
Said it like that? Well, I just think his best days
are behind him. I would agree with that. But he's still a contributor, and he still makes clutch catches when
less
the team needs
him to. Less of a contributor this year.
Fine.
Well, it's a numbers
game. Again, if he had said it like that on Tuesday, I would have...
Oh, you guys are all being frauds. Now you just know I'm right and you're wrong.
We would have never gone around the Maypole if he had said it like that in the first place. Andy's uncomfortable with that analogy.
Oh. Eric goes around the gay pole.
Now, you know...
I don't know why he can't pass one. Not even one. He can't pass it up.
If you just put your skills for good use.
That's true.
You know,
Fred,
I had a serious conversation with these guys the other day. You don't understand how many thoughts run through my mind. I think I probably have some.
Why do all the stupid ones come out?
That's a great question. If you could solve that, you could put me like in the White House, because the thoughts are just flying through my head all the time, and the bad ones always come out.
All right. Just like the other end. The bad ones always come out.
Everything always comes out the other end.
Chris, the intern, says about his shorts compared to Fred's shirt the other day. Come on now, guys.
No. The intern is writing into the show.
Your shorts are much worse than Fred's shirt. He's an old guy. Old guys wear those shirts. You're supposed to be like a young hip.
I had a nice Hawaiian shirt on.
I agree, Fred.
Understated.
I don't think nice and Hawaiian shirt go together, actually.
It wasn't a wild one.
It was really black, and it had a hint of the Hawaiian print.
And just
it
so
wasn't
you know,
one of those like really dark.
I happen to really
floral,
like
floral. Okay.
I heard someone here who's in retail talking about Hawaiian shirts and their target audience, and he goes, what? There's a lot of fat old guys in New England.
I hope it's Flanders.
Yeah, it probably was.
Is that... They're a shirt that's not meant to be tucked in.
Because your belly makes it so you can't tuck
and
in, so you buy them.
They're loose-fitting, and they're comfortable.
Right.
You know, the whole tucked-untucked thing, I think, is a little deceptive, too. As a fat guy, I can tell you, there are definitely untucked shirts that make you look even fatter than you are.
Oh, yeah.
You look thinner when you tuck it in.
Yes, you do.
I hope this isn't a shot, but
it's
Andre
a matter
Tippett,
of comfort.
When he was fat, like 2 years ago, he would wear some shirts that looked like tents because he kind of went out.
He's a huge guy, first of all. His shoulders are like a
Like Vince
continent.
Wilfork yesterday in a white T-shirt. Oh, boy.
Oh,
I lost it, Gary.
Wait. Somebody's at the phone.
At the door. Somebody's at the phone.
Hey, this is Vince Wilfork. Now it's time for what? I ain't doing this.
Couldn't even get him to say Andy Hart.
That's great.
That's great, Gary. I like the effort you're putting into this.
You are putting a lot of effort into that.
Today's, I guess, in reference to Andre Tippett and our own Eric Scalavino leaving for the Buckeye State.
Oh, yeah.
Just Ohio Backdraft. That's Ohio Backdraft.
I don't know if I want to read this one.
Let's just say, remember that little famous soundbite Lori has?
About... eating salad?
Yeah. Well, before you eat it, they generally what? Toss it?
I could always eat your salad.
And then someone who like had a digestive problem like me, while you're tossing, might flatulate.
Got any emails, Fred?
James from PFW in Progress writes in. He says, wants to welcome Mike to the show. I've updated the site. So he's now featured on it. You may need to hit Ferreira's favorite Control F5 to refresh him. And he apologizes if we've already mentioned, but he wants to know how Chad Jackson is looking in camp.
Split decision on this, but I haven't been as happy of late as these guys.
I think he's gotten better after a slow start.
All right.
The, what was the one that was indoors? Was that Sunday night?
Yes, Sunday night.
That was his best practice. Sunday night, he looked really good.
Yeah, he did look good there. Yep.
That was the Randy Moss show.
A lot of
Chad Jackson also caught everything thrown his way that night.
I think he could still get cut.
By the way, the ranch dressing with the steak fries.
Yeah,
thumbs
very
up.
Good.
I had a few more just to try it because it was so pushed upon me, and it gets better the more you eat.
Yeah. I'm going
to
get fat like all you guys.
I was
going to
say
here,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say, Mike. Mike.
You could just get cancer like Eric and get skinny.
They have a real New York. They have a burger that with a fried egg on it.
Yeah, we saw that. Have you had that?
That's a real New York Bronx
have you had
type
it?
Thing. No, I've never had one.
I kind of wanted to order it, but then I was kind of like, that sounds kind of gross. I didn't know which.
Yeah, that's too much. Too much.
What is too much?
That.
Why don't you deep fry it while you're at it?
Eric.
Like those burgers they make out
of the
day?
Krispy Kreme. Yeah. You missed the deadline.
I know. Can you give me a couple more minutes?
He breaks his fries into petite pieces to eat them.
Let's get a mic.
Kamani wants to know if Eric,
to know Mike?
Did you sell any of the paintings to the people you met in Egypt?
I haven't heard from them in a while. That like the girlfriend. Haven't heard from them in a while.
Much like a cookie?
No, actually, I did hear from one of them. And supposed to be coming at the end of August.
To do a personal sit-down or whatever?
Do a personal sit-down, yeah.
Wow. I'm happy for you.
Thank
God bless you, Eric.
Okay.
The
show comes to a screeching halt when I'm nice to Eric.
Everyone's shocked, that's why.
What do you got there, Andy?
It says the T-shirts are in. This is the new screen from
what?
No, I know. I was going to set it up. This is the whole
Let me see.
Page from pfwprogress.com.
You're going to send him a better shot if it's not, not acceptable?
I need to airbrush. You should probably do that. Take out some of the imperfections.
You should see one of the ones of me like in the photo section. There's about 27 empty beer bottles right around me at a table. Nice. I don't know where that
came
from.
In a big block, welcome Michael. PFW in Progress, latest show. Welcome Michael.
I almost feel like a celebrity here.
You should.
Nice.
You're joining the big time, my friend.
This is wild. Look at this. I'm right next to Eric. Just where I want to be.
Good.
Oh, okay.
That's
better than being behind her in front.
Oh,
of her.
Oh, all right.
That's a layup.
Let's see. We got a lot of emails here. Jeez, which one should I get to? How about
any of them?
Mario in San Benito.
Mario.
What is this all about? The A11 offense, in which supposedly all 11 players can carry the ball. How is this even legal? And do you think it'll ever reach the NFL? There was an article about it on Yahoo, but I didn't exactly read it. And I was wondering if any of you guys knew anything about it. As for training camp, I'm keeping up through the blog, and I'm really pleased with the team's progress. Thanks for reading the email. Okay, A11, I heard about this.
Yeah, some crazy high school-turned-college offense. I don't know much about it. No, it'll never make it to the NFL.
Well, good.
You can't, can it?
No, it's probably illegal. I'm sure there's some technicality where it's
legal. I should say, I'm not familiar with the story. I don't know.
You will never have – I mean, in order to, in theory, have guys – they have to all be athletes. So you're doing away with the whole system of, 300-pound guards and you're just – and no – you could, I don't think you could win. I mean, it just wouldn't work.
The game's fine the way it is.
Right.
Let's just leave it.
Well,
so
you have
five guys who are ineligible receivers who aren't like 300-pound linemen?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know much detail. Gary, look it up. Get us that story on the A11 so we can talk about it.
You put 11 flankers on the field? Is that what you do?
It'll never work. High schools go through gimmicks because it works, because a lot of high schools you play – the difference between the running back and the guard is nothing.
No.
The running back a lot of times is bigger than the guard because
so many two-way athletes anyway. The high
right.
Level,
so it's different. Yeah, it's more like arena ball where the best guys are playing both ways. The
passing
games
aren't that sophisticated either.
I mean,
at the high school level.
Right. So
at least not in Rhode Island, they're not. So
well, nothing's good in Rhode Island.
No, obviously not.
Do you staunchly defend Rhode Island like Eric does, that they have the best restaurants on the planet, that everything's great in Rhode Island?
I would say anything on Federal Hill is better than any restaurant in Boston.
Thank you, my friend. How about it?
Right.
I've been saying this for months on this show.
The whole Boston dining scene's overrated.
It is. A surprise there that the guy who actually lives in Providence thinks that it's better.
Well,
you tell me someone who lives in the North End who says Providence is better. Then I'll say, high five, the
North End's fugazi.
How can we not come at him when he makes a little dust?
Because you high five. It has become gentrified, the North End.
Yeah, of course it has.
Yeah.
In fairness,
first of all,
gentrified means. Eric, someone just ingested Fred with Eric's thesaurus. What are you talking about? Gentrified.
A lot of yuppies moved in.
Gentrified.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? There's a lot of Chinese restaurants pop up on
English.
Federal Hill, too.
That is Queens English. You're the queen.
I was waiting for you to get a microphone.
Indy was off the mic for a while, and I didn't want to step on his toes. I had to wait for him to get back.
You could have made the joke. It would have been fine, Paul.
No, I like that's Andy's thing.
Mike Gherkin writes in.
Pickle Man?
If a player is on IR or PUP, can they still attend practice in meetings, or do they have to stay away from the team? I ask this because of the thought of redshirting some of the rookies. If they can still at least attend practices and meetings, I like the idea of possibly having a phantom injury. But if they cannot, I do not see the benefit of redshirting.
No, they can. They can be, you know, around the team, and certainly that's what they would rather have. A guy rehabbing in Foxborough on an injury or whatever, they can go to the meetings and do all that stuff.
And we've seen the all the pup guys show up at the walkthrough practices that we've had in camp.
Right. The reason that you don't see the active PUP guys, in other words, the guys that are on PUP right now during training camp, you don't see them at practice because they're rehabbing their injuries.
Right.
They're working probably harder than the guys on the field.
Yep.
Just behind closed doors.
Riding the bike or whatever.
What do you got?
Piedmont High School in Piedmont,
California.
I'm going to laugh if it's not even in Piedmont.
There's a whole website here about their A11. It's a scrimmage kick formation. So you have to be lined up in a scrimmage kick formation, no one under center. So you essentially have two quarterbacks lined up behind, I'm going to use traditional lingo here, but a center and two guards. And then you essentially have trips formations split out wide both sides where you have two guys on the line of scrimmage, one behind. So you're sort of filling out a two tight end set. But those guys can move in eight. You know how you could they could obviously, like in any traditional formation, one can step up and step back. So they can all change. All players wear numbers 1 to 49 or 80 to 89. And then it goes from there.
I see what you're saying. So it's there is a play. On any particular play, there's seven guys that can't. Well, not seven. There's five guys that can't.
Right. It's all variable, though. Like, it's all
but
moving around.
But it could be different guys.
And they're all different numbers, different. And it's starting this. These are high school coaches starting it for small schools to compete against larger schools. It's a gimmick. It's a way for them to compete.
How about get better athletes who want to compete?
It's high school.
Well, I don't need sob stories.
He's going to fit
this
right
is stupid.
In.
You lost me at Piedmont, by the
way.
Wow.
What was Piedmont?
What bothered you about that?
No, that's where you lost me. I tuned you out for this gimmick offense.
And anyone wants more? A11offense.blogspot.com.
They have their own blog for this gimmick. That's
apparently.
Everybody's got a blog for God.
Head coach.
You had one, didn't you?
Kurt Bryan.
For a while, yes.
No more?
I discontinued that for professional purposes, yes.
Good idea.
Good call.
Probably a good move.
Yeah.
Remember I said 2 years ago, all we can do is get in trouble with those blogs.
Yeah, that's why I keep my mouth shut.
Remember I said that?
We've never gotten in trouble on our blog.
I'm just saying. They're temptations.
Which is amazing in and of itself.
They're temptations.
An idiot can get in trouble anywhere.
I know, but that's
I don't know how Belichick scorched up past anybody, but okay.
For some people,
see,
they...
you read it that way, too?
Yes, I did.
I was going with the actual and the factual.
He squirted the water bottle.
He ran up with the water bottle. We had a photo of him squirting
it. The way you wrote it, though.
I didn't write Belichick has the squirts.
No.
You just
that would have been inappropriate.
Squirts, and it, on so many different levels, that was wrong.
I disagree. I think that's exactly what he did.
Well, now when I put
you
gay escort in the paper.
In practice.
All right, now that was
that one, I think I crossed the line.
That was
and
a
it
great
worked.
Line, though. That was good. That was very good.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
Fred, I didn't see that coming.
Being the crack editor that I am, I thought it was funny.
You normally don't see it.
And Fred was listening to Bob Marley with his feet up in his office.
No, for Sunday nights, he usually mellows out a little bit.
I love it when he has a ridiculous sound system on your laptop, right? Some like, every once in a while, you turn it on, and like the walls of the whole building shake, and Bob Marley or something starts pumping through it.
I have a bass thing on the floor.
Yeah.
I also like when we're, there's a long time between the pages, and all of a sudden, he'll just watch like a sitcom on his computer, and he'll start
The Office.
He'll start laughing ridiculously loud.
You gotta pass the time.
You know who likes Bob Marley and reggae? Steve Fifita.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
Andy's new boyfriend on the team.
Andy was talking to Steve Fifita.
I think if anyone, even if you like reggae a little bit, but you want to have one CD or album, that get Babylon by Bus, Bob Marley. That's all you need. Just get that one. That'll
Gerardo is he?
That'll
yeah,
give
you know
you
what.
Your,
I'm not a big dusthead, so I don't really listen to much reggae.
Dusthead.
Is that an okay term? I don't know what that means.
I hope it is.
I think
I'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
I think as far as, you know, you like it a little and you want a taste of it, Babylon by Bus. That's the CD you want to get.
Why not Legend, his greatest hits?
Babylon's live, and so the crowd's into it. I like it.
So we're getting a CD.
Greatest Hits compilations are kind of cheap to me. I don't know why. You know when people ask you, like, what 10 albums would you take on a deserted island, and somebody says somebody's greatest hits? That shouldn't count. Pick an actual album with a concept.
Now I would just say my iPod with all 2,000 songs I own.
Well, delete it.
Are you one of those guys that can actually make that determination? Like, you have one of your favorite artists and say,
absolutely.
Okay, you know, Billy Joel, Glass Houses. I can see the theme that he was going with this.
Like
with
Songs
this
in the Key of Life is my best Stevie Wonder album, without question. Maybe Inner Visions.
Paul doesn't like you anymore.
No, why?
Why?
Well, you just don't like
what happened?
You're not one of these
you
guys.
You like Stevie Wonder?
No, well, I'm somewhat in awe of that is the reason why I asked, because I don't know how I got into this business in the first place, because I don't see that. I don't see what everybody else seems to see in terms of themes and writing and good versus evil.
Well, I tried to tell you a little theme about Batman, and you said, now I don't like the movie.
If you listen to Pink Floyd, The Wall, you don't see the theme there?
Well, I wouldn't listen to Pink Floyd, The Wall. But
why not?
That's your problem.
It's not my kind of music.
I'm with Paul on that.
I agree with
Paul.
You
don't like
that?
Really?
You don't like Dust Head?
Don't like.
We don't have any Pink Floyd?
No.
Oh, yeah. I love Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Awful.
I mean, I'll admit that
I don't think that's fair.
My
that's
taste fair in music is not really mainstream in terms of what most guys
would mainstream. That's all you like is mainstream.
No,
music.
I like dance music.
You like Menudo.
Whereas most guys like rock.
The Boys
I'm not
in the
really
back.
A hard rock guy.
The Boys in the Back.
Boys What's in
that?
The Back.
In the Sink.
Listen, leave Eric and his preferences out of this.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but
that was hurtful.
That
was hurtful.
It was hurtful.
Let's see.
Boys in the Back and in the Sink. I got another one?
There's somebody else at the door?
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. Jeez, is this really what it's come to?
I guess we get a bonus Word of the Day here today. Gary just ran this in, thanks to Mike Parenti.
Dusthead.
Dusthead. That's Dusthead. Apparently it's a druggie.
All right.
You never heard that?
Never heard Dusthead.
I never heard of it either.
Wow.
Fred, have you ever heard the term gutter snipe?
Oh.
Gutter snipe. I have, but I don't know what it means.
Steve Buckley called Paul a gutter snipe today.
After, well, I won't say who he
really
is.
That's some old 1920s term or what? You know, where does that derive from?
Wow, you take
is that
a little
somebody
shot
who
at
takes
Steve Buckley
shots?
There.
Sorry, Steve. Sorry.
Is that somebody who takes shots from the gutter?
Yeah, basically.
Well, he said
some low life punk from Everett.
No, he said it in a derogatory way about where I grew up in Everett. And I didn't take
He's got a lot of nerve. I mean, Mr. Cambridge.
Wow.
Right?
He didn't mean it. Just so you know, but
okay,
Fred's all ruffled up.
Well, that's why I had to like pull.
He's
going
to walk up
on.
To Buckley and the. Hey, you saying something to my guys?
I thought he was going to roll his ACL or something.
Jesus,
I just don't like that. Anyway, Chris
says the guy from the Cape.
Right. What was DY?
Well, it's funny. I was talking
sneaking into tennis courts.
Get the horn ready, Gary. I was talking with
the mean streets of Yarmouth.
Smurlis and Diassi the other day. It was actually Sunday, and they were talking about growing up and things are different. We get into fights and all this stuff, and I said. it was like the Southie kids and, and I said, well, where I grew up, it was like the yacht club kids. And,
the tennis court kids.
Right.
Diassi grew up in tough times.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
In the city. Right in the city.
Well, some nice places in the city.
Well, he.
I know.
Anyway. Diassi could handle himself. Let's put it that way.
A gutter snipe is a dirty, hairy, homeless man who lives in alleys and survives on cats, banana peels, and puddle water.
So
I want you to go take
called.
Him. I want
now
you to go take him out.
Fred's pissed
now.
Off. Okay.
That's
good. Yeah, you don't
I'm
going to
go.
Right, Paul?
Hey, Buck, I hear you call Gary Paul a gutter snipe. He doesn't eat cats.
And he doesn't really like bananas.
It's also described as a slutty girl.
Nice.
Oh, now that's. Okay.
All right, you can see these definitions with liberty here.
Something to aspire
to. People are adding whatever the
Chris Simonelli wants our take on Dom Capers. Have you seen him working a lot with the defense?
And just the defensive
backs. Just the secondary,
He's the secondary coach, and I buy into it now. I haven't seen him interact with anybody else at any time.
And Fred still refuses to call the kid Christian, which is his real name that he likes to be called. You weren't here when he came and visited. He made a big deal about it. He said, Christian, Fred always calls me Chris.
It's his religion.
Really?
It's his name.
Okay.
Christian.
My name's Frederick, but I don't mind if people call me Fred.
But he likes
but
he to
does.
Be called
Christian. He wants to be called Christian.
Much like Benjamin
Nobody
Watson
practices
prefers to
Frederick.
Be called Benjamin.
I'm Frederick. Just happy people call me. These people that get offended when you don't call them exactly.
He wasn't offended. Relax. Put your muscles away.
You want to take that, Fred?
He did that about 1972.
It's nice when you're making fun of him and not me.
Brighty from the UK says, "How
we'll be the judge of that.
How come Vince Red hasn't been around the last few days? And welcome to the show, Parenti."
They're stashing him.
And what?
Welcome
to the show, Parenti.
Thank you, Brady. Do you mind being called Parenti? Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Mike, Michael, Mikey.
I prefer Michael. It's more intimate.
Okay.
What would it be?
Is your byline Michael?
Yes.
Not anymore. It's not.
Okay. Great.
What's your middle name?
Patrick.
Patrick.
I was born on St. Patrick's Day. That's my fun fact for the day.
Oh.
That's why.
Good.
Hence
right.
the.
Have you given one yet?
I have not. No.
Hence the non-Italian middle name.
He ran
name.
Out. He's not interesting, Gary.
I did not run out.
I did not run out.
Eric's fact of the day, Sicilian burger.
What is your fact of the day?
Thinking about having a little surgery, Fred.
On what?
Pectoral implants.
Has it really come to that?
Elongation of your,
No.
Oh,
no, I was going the other way.
Yeah. Skin my pecker.
Fix the ugly part, you know. Try to
You're
going to
become a woman and get a vava?
No.
Oh, you know.
So you're going to get a nose job?
Thinking about it.
Oh,
are
so,
you really?
Come on.
That's stupid.
My wife's thinking about a boob job.
Italian,
I know, you were talking
big
about that the other day. When I had this thing off my forehead, I asked the guy, under 5K, you can get it done. He does most of the girls at the Foxy.
Would he use the thing he took out of your head?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, laugh it up. When I get those tests back, you're going to feel bad.
The potato?
Eric, if I may offer some advice, just embrace the schnoz.
Right.
It's part of our heritage.
Give me the reason. It's ugly.
I agree, but...
Okay, first of all,
you
I think
don't cry about this at home.
I think you're putting too much blame on the nose.
I was going to say,
good Paul.
Are you going to see Dr. Stephen Leonard as well? Because
the hair thing?
You might as well get it all done.
You know what? Have you ever seen that movie, The Money Pit, when they start fixing up the house and it sucks up all their money?
Right.
Well, you are the pit.
Aw, see now.
Can you
that was
the
way
hair from the nose
on
the head?
I wish mine was funny.
What'd you say?
Can you use the hair from the nose on the head?
No.
No.
So you really like
the
serious.
hair thing, even the ones that look good still look, you can tell that they're fake.
It's kind of Ken. Yeah.
So you just want.
Maybe the best guy I ever
Seriously.
Interviewed.
Oh,
my,
no question.
In my 10
nice
years
man.
Here and you're taking ridiculous
nice
shots.
No, that's not a shot.
He's a mean person.
Fred,
Andy
I can't stress enough what a nice guy Dom Capers is.
And who
and,
called
and
that?
And what a non-nice person
that?
Andy Hart is.
Who prepared you for that?
Andy did.
You
Andy,
know,
Andy told me almost exactly the way the interview was going to go.
Most of the assistant coaches are really good guys.
Tremendous.
Not just in this team, but like other teams too. They just seem they're like hockey players.
I think around here
in
particular, I think they like it because they're really not allowed to talk to the media.
Yeah.
So that allows them to really be overly nice because
they
don't ever have to say anything.
Right.
Right.
So you can be over the top
really
nice. Oh, geez, you know, it's almost like they have that impression like, I'd love to talk to you, but I can't. You know, I like you though. You do a good job.
You're a good egg.
I'm not going to get myself in any trouble because I can't talk to you.
Jeez, fast and furious.
Let's see. Sam says, why can't Eric be on PFW in Progress and John Rook? Well, he has to do some work.
Yeah. There is a
Seriously.
Paper.
Our paper gets in the way of all our fun on the radio.
especially now. He's an integral part of the process.
This is like an
he actually
adjunct.
Writes now.
This is an adjunct to our job. This is not
adjunct professor.
The main part of our job by any means.
Although I wouldn't be opposed to having that happen someday.
I know you would. You're a radio guy. You know.
For the last 7 years of my review, Fred, I really think we should just do full-time radio.
Christian back in. I just got this across my desk, breaking news.
Yeah.
He's now going to start all emails with Frederick and Friends.
That's fine. That's fine.
I thought you didn't like Fred or Frederick.
I think it's a dumb name, but I accept it.
What, let me
well,
ask
just
you
go
this,
to
though,
Jake.
Fred. What is your objection to calling the kid what he wants to be called?
Nothing. I just don't think of it. You know,
even though it
know.
Says Christian on the thing there?
Sure.
It's an extra syllable.
I don't know.
It's easier
like
to say
Jake
Chris.
Steele or something like that.
I love the Jake Steele.
Sam also wants to hear Gary play the quote of Homer Simpson whining, I want to watch Brett Favre. Now he doesn't have to play it because I just did it.
Yeah, it's funnier when he says it.
I know.
By the way, if you're offering the thing that they gave Favre, I'd be willing to take that too. Matter of fact, you only have to offer it once, and I think you'll get all of us to take it, and we can just divide it
and
up.
And we'll stay away from
we'll
split the $2 million per season. No
we
question.
Should mention that. I mean, the crap that's going on in Green Bay.
$20 million to stay away.
Wow.
But the best part
now,
is
that cap, though?
Does no.
that go against the cap?
It would be like a lifetime services contract.
I had a question about the whole cap situation in general, and I don't know what Green Bay's situation is because I'm sick of the whole story and I haven't read that closely. But if he were to come and report to camp, how does that affect the cap immediately?
He's on it.
Right now, he's on a reserve list. He's not.
So he still counts?
Anything. No, I don't think he counts right now.
Oh, so what happens if he reports?
They have cap issues. Yeah.
But, I mean, are they in compliance? Because right now it's the 51, right? They don't have to have the 53 until the Tuesday before the regular season.
He has to be activated first, doesn't he? He can't just show up at the gates and they automatically
the ball is in the commissioner's
but
court.
But if he reports to camp and gets off of that reserve list that Andy's talking about,
then it activates.
You know, like if the paperwork goes through, the one that he, as Andy pointed out Tuesday, he wrote the letter and told everybody. Then he put it in an envelope and told everybody.
Then he put a stamp on it and told everybody.
Then he finally mailed it. If he's activated by the NFL and off that reserve list and reports to camp, I would think the Packers have two options. Either one, to accept him and then have him be clearly one of the top 51 salaries they have and be in cap compliance.
Right.
Or two, say, you're not welcome here, and then they would have to release him.
Trade or release. It's trade, release, or activate are the three options.
Wouldn't it just be cheaper to have him whacked?
Probably.
In all honesty, really.
Probably.
You want him to stay away?
That might be a tragic ending to
Fred,
a soap opera.
I think that we might have some issues.
Eric and I know some people. We'll take care of this.
But my favorite part is the soap opera.
His people can do your people.
The soap opera that is Brett Favre has now crossed over into the soap opera that is Manny Ramirez, and Manny's making jokes that trade me straight up for Brett Favre.
Did you see that last night?
And you'll end two soap operas at once.
I heard that.
Before the game, trade me to Green Bay straight up for Brett Favre.
That's crazy.
Did he say Favre?
No, he just had a little sign.
I can't understand him when he speaks anyway. It sounds like Favre every time he talks.
That's just Manny being Manny.
Millie in Montreal, since Brady didn't get that famous parking spot, who did?
Someone else.
Well, it's a number of spots.
There's 12.
It's a whole row,
And I haven't actually checked.
Jabbar Gaffney, Vince Wilfork, Teddy Bruschi, James Sanders.
But it's by position, too. They give it to each different grouping.
Yeah, so that's why there's so many.
So I'm going to, I don't know, maybe, I'm going to say Gutierrez. I'm going to go on a limb and say Gutierrez.
He's just throwing something out there.
Well, it's either him or Castle.
The guys I listed, just so you know, I know are part of the list.
Bill mentioned Gaffney today.
No, I know. It's Gaffney, Wilfork, Bruschi, Sanders. There was I knew a bunch of them. I forget. I'm not good at the colonoscopy.
Ty Warren usually wins one of those.
So does Brady. Touche.
Michael wants to know, is Cali Girl the picture in her avatar on the PFW in Progress forum?
Yes.
That's her?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
What don't you know?
Why do you want to know?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Oh.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's her.
Earlier, we were talking about Tank Williams and his role. I'm getting to emails here. And Stripper says that Tank Williams will be used similar to the way Oklahoma used Roy Williams.
I love how
Strippers, no one knows how that. No, I agree. I think that they will try to put him in a bunch of different spots depending on the other team's strengths. And I think that his versatility has been apparent so far. Great in pass coverage. He's made some really nice plays in coverage.
TG and NJ wants to know, which of Andy's holes does more crap come out of? Definitely his mouth.
Well,
that's a toss-up.
I think it's a toss-up.
Todd says, only two types of guys wear Hawaiian shirts, fat party animals and Eric.
No.
I see where he was going.
I see where he was going, but no.
Maybe if Minnie Gary can come in, he can translate for us later.
Howard has a football question. How do you think losing the speed and threat of Dante Stallworth, actually this is John in South Khaki Lackey,
who sometimes goes by Howard.
Yeah, it's John Howard is his name.
Look at Gary.
You want to give out his phone number now, too?
Oh, man.
Social Security.
All right.
How do you think losing the speed and threat of Dante Stallworth will impact the offense next year? Do we have anyone with the same speed at receiver now?
Chad Jackson has the track speed of Dante Stallworth, maybe better.
But we don't know about yards after catch.
Stallworth
Stallworth was good at yards after catch.
Yep. Stallworth could break tackles and run fast.
We haven't
Chad
seen
Jackson has done
do
neither.
That we've seen.
Right.
Certainly haven't seen it as a Patriot.
And, of course, they're not doing the full tackling.
And, by the way, we can cut out the have we seen on like the breakaway part. Our eyes tell us he can't immediately go fast.
I agree with you.
He has to pick up speed.
And just, you know, as the point of comparison is Fred's guy.
Matthew Slater,
Matthew
no question.
Matthew Slater has a second gear, and he gets to it almost immediately.
Right. Yeah, when he breaks through like that first wave and kicks after Mayo takes out the other team's punter and depletes him, he just hits it. Boom! Explosion.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We welcome Mike Perrenti to the show. The music is for Paul.
Thank you.
From his favorite album.
Is this Backstreet Boys?
It is.
All right, and we will see...
Not exactly the dance music I was talking about, but I do like this.
We will see you next Tuesday.